Oh, I hate Thanksgiving. The stock market's closed, so I can't make any money! Oh, Chives! More packing!
More packing, sir!
Chives, what the hell are you doing? I'm not gonna hold the glass while you pour my packing. Take the glass from me, Chives!
Sorry, sir.
We need to get your brain scanned, you old fuck!
Well, you know it's pronounced champagne and not packing.
Well, you're a real champagne in my ass, Chives. And if you talk back again, that bottle's gonna be a real champagne in your ass.
Very well, sir.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. And I better not hear a single peep out of that old dentured mouth of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see that? You see what you just did? That thing where your mouth was moving and shit was coming out of it? Yeah, no more of that! But you don't know how to say yes, sir?
But you just...
Shut the fuck up, Chives! You know what? Sit on the ball.
What?
Sit on the ball! I want you to take that ball all the way to the base of your ass! Hurry, Chives! Because if I miss this phone call, you're out on the streets! Shut up! Hello?
Hello, my friend! It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi!
What do you want? You bored building sandcastles and shit?
Yes.
Well, what the fuck do you want? I'm in the middle of a very important business meeting.
No, you're not!
Hold on. My golden retriever likes to do that cute thing where he rubs his ass on the carpet. Shut the fuck up, Chives! Now, where were we?
Oh, you were just wondering why I were calling you, and it was so I could tell my bestie the happiest of thanks of the giving!
I hate Thanksgiving.
But you get to eat all the turkey and the stuffing.
Yeah, I hate it.
But we don't have Thanksgiving in the Middle East.
Yeah, but they filmed Star Wars there and you got the pyramids, so you got that going for you.
Well, if someone would throw me a true, perfect American Thanksgiving dinner, I would give them $1 billion.
A billion dollars to have Thanksgiving?
Duh, of course.
Well, I'll give you a Thanksgiving for $1 billion.
You would do that for me?
Yeah, and I'll even dress up like a pilgrim with a buckle on my hat and shit.
Oh, you are the best person ever. I'm getting on my private jet now and heading there.
Okay, I'll see you when you get here.
Oh, thank God!
Charles, I didn't tell you to get off the bottle! But Charles, get off the bottle. I need you to get that old ass in the kitchen and make an entire Thanksgiving dinner in 1 hour.
In 1 hour? But sir, I don't even know how to cook a turkey.
Well, get on YouTube and figure it the fuck out.
No, very well, sir.
If it's not done in 1 hour, then I swear to God, I'm going to take my phone and we're going to film one man, one bottle, paint Olympics and shit.
By the way, sir, it's 5 p.m., so here is your caviar.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Charles.
Tintinera! The caviar! My balls! Now!
I hear you, Superman.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get out of it, didn't you? Caviar's right there. Get to smearing. I want it all over the place, even behind my balls.
Okay, Superman.
We're not going to miss a single egg this time.
Oh, it's done! Yes! I can't believe I did it! I cooked a whole Thanksgiving dinner in under an hour, with time to spare!
Chives, next time you go to the grocery store, I'm gonna need you to get some French onion dip for my asshole. Quintanilla wants to mask the flavor.
Look, sir, I did it! I cooked the whole Thanksgiving dinner!
You want a fucking cookie? You did exactly what I told you to do! Great! Now let's see what we got here. Nuts. Biscuits. Cat throw up. Chives, what in the fuck is this? This looks like green bean trail mix.
It's green bean casserole, sir.
Well, that's disgusting. I don't want it here. Now I'm going to try the turkey. Nom, 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 nom.
My God, sir. Can you chew with your mouth shut?
Nom, 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 nom. That's some good turkey, Chives. You know what? You do deserve a cookie. You can go in the pantry and get one of your dog biscuits. But just one.
Sir? Are you feeling all right?
I just had caviar licked off my nutsack, Chives. I'm feeling fantastic.
But, sir, you're a turkey.
What the fuck? Chives, you're a fucking turkey. Fuck you.
No, sir, I mean like you literally have a beak.
And you look like you have a beak with that stupid mouth of yours.
Sir, please, go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. You are literally a turkey. Beak, feathers, everything.
Chives, I told you we need to get your brain checked, you old shit. I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss so I don't get a UTI from all the caviar in my urethra.
Oh.
Chives is getting old. That dementia's setting in, so I'm probably going to have to euthanize him. Oh, ha ha! Very funny, Chives! You must have went to a carnival or a fair or some shit and got one of those mirrors that turns everything into a turkey! Chives, you get in here and fix my mirror! Chives, why aren't you
you a turkey in the mirror?
Well, sir, there's nothing wrong with the mirror. You are literally a turkey.
Chives, I'm gonna peck those stupid fucking eyes out of your head. You tell me what's wrong with my mirror.
There's nothing wrong with your mirror. You are a turkey, sir.
I don't get it. Stop screwing around and fix my mirror.
Hold on, sir. Look in the camera, sir.
Is that one of those stupid fucking Snapchat filters that turns everything into a turkey?
No! You are a turkey!
If I was a turkey, would I be able to do this?
I'm a turkey! Turkey face! Chives, you better fix this right now! I need my $1 billion because the Prince of Abu Dhabi's coming!
Wait, why is he giving you $1 billion?
He said he'd give me $1 billion if I gave him a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wait a minute. If I kill Goodman, I could take $1 billion for myself. I mean, I did cook the dinner. Goodman, hurry quick to the kitchen. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
Hurry, sir. Put your head right here. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
All right, let me just grab the medicine. Now, don't look. This is really nasty medicine, and it might hurt for a second. Just have to line it up. And...
Yeah! I see what you're trying to do, Chives. You're trying to kill me so you can get $1 billion.
Exactly! Get back here! Get back here! Well, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as Goodman's not here, $1 billion is mine.
Boyne, Thanksgiving dinner's almost ready.
Well, hurry it up. I gotta go to work.
Aw, Boyne, I hate that you have to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they're offering double pay, and we really need the money. And besides, people like to steal a lot on Thanksgiving. They think it's Thanks-stealing, or Thieves-giving, or Thieves-stealing, or...
Knock it off, Boyne. I get the picture. Turn off your football game and pay attention to me.
But I want to see if the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets another concussion. His brain must be oatmeal by now.
Turn it off, Boyne.
Oh, look, here in the news. Breaking news! There's been a massive recall on Butterball turkeys because apparently some of the workers at the Butterball factory were banging the turkeys. So now one of the turkeys is cursed. So if you eat it, you'll turn into a turkey. So if you have a Butterball turkey, it's best not to even try to eat it. Go buy a new brand of turkey or kill your own!
Oh no, Boyne! We have a Butterball turkey!
Oh no, how cheeked up is it?
It's pretty thick, Boyne.
Oh yeah, it's definitely soiled.
Boyne, you gotta go to the store and get me a new one!
Well, Karen, we don't need a turkey. We can just eat ham and cheese Lunchables.
Oh, actually, Boyne, we're out of those too, so you can pick those up while you're at the store.
I'm not going to the store, Karen. They're going to be sold out of everything.
Boyne, go get me a damn turkey!
I'm not going to get you a turkey.
Boyne, Thanksgiving's going to be ruined without one!
Okay, fine. I'll go get one. Damn.
I gotta get to Marvin. He can fix me. He'll love to fix me. And then I'll get his house payment.
Ugh, I hate working on Thanksgiving. I want to be at home watching football. And where the hell am I even supposed to find a turkey? All the stores are closed. I mean, there's no point in me even looking now. Wait, what is that? What? Oh, a speeder. Great. I'm gonna ruin his Thanksgiving, too.
No! The cops! They're gonna pull me over! Well, maybe they can help me.
I can't believe I'm doing this on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna ruin this guy's day, I'll tell you what. Nobody's gonna have a worse Thanksgiving. Hey there, sir. Or should I say gobble gobble?
Hey, I'm kind of in a rush.
Holy shit, it talks. I must have fallen asleep on the couch watching football.
No, this is very real.
Oh, I see. You must have eaten one of those butterball turkeys.
Yes, and this is the worst situation I've ever been in.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll let you go on your way.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a minute. My wife wants me to get a turkey. And this guy is a turkey. I could just kill this guy and bring him home to my wife, and maybe she'll shut the hell up. Sir, I need you to step out of the car, please.
No, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this.
Well, no, I need to search the car to make sure you don't have turkey meth.
No, I'm leaving.
What? No, sir, you can't do that. Sir, hey, no, get out.
Don't touch my car, you poor!
Peck me.
You!
What? Hey.
You poor! What? Poor you!
Yeah, well, you're a fucking turkey. How about that? Fuck you!
Mm-mm-mm. Thanksgiving dinner is really looking good this year. I outdo myself every single year, though. And your ass just keep teasing me, girl. Ooh, thick ass. Just toot it up and, ooh, I just want to get behind it and just act up right now. But I got to finish preparing this damn dinner. You know I ain't got time for a quickie. Your sexy ass. Ooh, cha-pee-pee! What, Braxton? I'm trying to prepare dinner. What kind of turkey is that? Oh, it's a butterball. Oh, hell no! We can't eat a butterball turkey this year! Did you see the news? They just said that people were humping turkeys and putting their buttery balls on the butterballs, so we can't eat that! Wait, really? What? No way! Kathy! What kind of sick-ass weirdo would hump a turkey? That's for Thanksgiving! I thought you were a damn virgin! You lied to me! You lying whore! Well, anyway, Chef Pee-Pee, I need you to find a live turkey and kill it right in front of me so I know that it's not tainted. Well, where am I supposed to find a live turkey, Braxton? I don't know. Figure it out. Oh, Jesus. Wait, who's at the door? Hello?
Hey. I know, I'm a talking turkey.
Wait. I don't remember smoking crack earlier, so why is there a talking turkey at my front door?
Listen, I got turned into a turkey and I need to talk to Marvin.
Oh, hell no, you're not talking to Marvin. I'm cutting your head off in front of Braxton.
If you touch me, I'm going to peck out your eyeballs.
Oh, look, I need to kill you, come on! Wait, do me a favor real quick. I need a 360, turn that ass around. God damn! Thick ass bitch! I am gonna bite that motherfucker!
Listen, if you let me talk to Marvin, I'll let you smack it again later.
Okay, well, right this way, goddammit!
Hey, Marvin, it's me, Goodman! Well, don't just stare at me, help me!
Marvin, I can't explain that.
It's a talking turkey!
Yeah, it's me, Goodman! I turned into a turkey and I need to change back into a human! Somebody help me!
Oh, you must ate one of those contaminated turkeys on the...
Yeah, the butterball shits now! Help me!
Okay, first of all, even if I could help you, why would I help you? All you do is ask me for money.
You have a house that has a mortgage, and I want the house payment, Marvin!
What do I do?
I think you should kill him. No, don't kill him. He's your best friend.
He's not your best friend. He just wants your house payment.
What? Crunk from Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that's me.
No, that's me.
No, that's me. Times Infinity.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, don't listen to him anyway. He's just a pussy.
Hey, you don't say that. You got beat up in kindergarten all the time.
Hey, I told you not to tell people that. It's a very sensitive subject.
All right, guys, let's stay focused. What should I do?
I think you should eat him. I got a big-ass fork here if you want a bar.
Well, he's got a point.
Okay, even if I wanted to turn him back into a human, how would I do that?
Oh, simple. Yzma's potion.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yzma does have a potion.
Well, can you get me the potion?
No.
That's okay. I can.
All right, now that he's gone, let's eat.
No! I got Yzma's potion right here.
Damn it!
Okay, well, give him the potion.
All right, turkey man, here you go.
Thanks for turning me back, Marvin. No, give me your house payment.
Really? You're still gonna ask for your house payment after I just helped you out? It's Thanksgiving!
Yeah, I want to say thanks for you giving me your house payment. So, gimme.
I don't have it. What are we gonna do? I'm so stressed out.
Who cares? He owes you his house payment. Get your money!
He turned you back into a human. He didn't have to do that. He could just let you die.
Yeah, but how many house payments does he owe you?
A lot.
Exactly! So get your damn money!
But come on, man. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Not a jury event.
There is an old man waiting for me to beat his ass at my house.
Yeah.
You know what, Marvin? You don't owe a house payment this month.
Wait,
I have old man ass to beat.
Wait, really?
I told you should have ate him.
Well, I think you did the right thing, pal.
Whoa, any minute now and that $1 billion will be coming to the door. That must be my $1 billion. Hello, your majesty.
Hello, my sexy, bald-headed friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
And it is I, Camille Habib Abba. Camilla's in Campbell.
Shut the hell up. So, is my Thanksgiving feast ready?
It is right this way, sir.
Oh, my Alanis. Look at this Thanksgiving feast! It's perfect!
Yes, I would like to apologize for Goodman. He unfortunately won't be able to make it because he is, very, very sick.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes, but he told me that you could hand me his $1 billion in cash.
Well, I don't bring it in cash, but I did bring it in gold. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect. I'll just be taking this.
What, you don't want to stay and have dinner with me?
Well, I really must be going.
What?
I can't stay. I mean, I need to have this money and take it to Goodman's bank.
Come here! Spit on him! He disrespect me by not wanting to have Thanksgiving dinner!
You know, Goodman does this to me all the time.
Camille, we are leaving!
Wait! No! I'll have Thanksgiving dinner with you! I'll do anything!
No! You lost your chance!
No! Damn it!
Chimes, where are you? You better have a good fucking hiding place, because when I find you, this bottle is going in your ass, and I'm gonna break it! Where you at, Chimes? You can't hide forever! Whenever I find you, I'm going to give you $1 billion worth of pain. Where you at, Charles? Charles?
Are you hiding in my grandfather's fucking ashes, you dirty son of a bitch? I wouldn't have anything to say either.
Chives, you bite that turkey, so you turn into a turkey, and then I'm gonna cut your head off and butterball your ass.
But sir, I said I'm sorry.
Are you $1 billion sorry? Bite it!
Nom 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 nom.
I'll give you a 10-second head start.
I run faster with a boner!
Hey, Father, since I did really good in school this year, I was wondering if you could take me to Disney World to see Chuck E. Cheese.
Jeffy, Chuck E. Cheese is not at Disney World. It's Mickey Mouse.
They're both rats, and I want to see them.
Jeffy, listen, I'm tired of going to Disney World. It's the same thing over and over and over again.
Okay, well, what about if we go to Epic Universe? Dun, dun, dun.
What is that? Is that in Fortnite?
You wish. It's actually a new amusement park at Universal Studios, and I want to go.
A new amusement park. It's been a long time since I've been on anything new. You know what? Screw it. My credit card just ran out. Let's just go. Me and you.
Yep. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Oh, wow, Jeffy. This place looks so awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. So now I'm going to take an epic dump in the urinal in the bathroom.
Jeffy, do not do that and get us kicked out.
Well, no one's done it yet, and I got to be the first one to do it.
Okay, but listen, if you're going to do that, save it for the end of the day. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Huh. Jeffy, I wonder what's inside that green pipe-looking thing.
I don't know, Danny. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Oh, we're new to Epic Universe.
Have you lost your goddamn mind being here? You're not allowed here. You're not allowed anywhere near here.
Well, it's just an amusement park, so...
No, you're under arrest, what? Both of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Probert, and today we will be hearing the case of Marvin and Jeffy, who are being accused of going to Universal Studios' new theme park, Epic Universe, where a section of the park is themed after a video game we are banned from mentioning. Marvin, Jeffy, what made you commit such a heinous crime?
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know...
Ugh, you disgust me even talking in my direction. I have dealt with serial killers, people who eat other people who throw babies off of bridges. But just knowing how horrible the crime you committed is makes me sick to my stomach. Do you want us to move to a fifth channel? Do you? I'm going to cover my eyes while you talk, because I can't bear the sight of you. Just continue.
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know that the park had a section themed like the video game.
Oh, I see. Now we're playing the I didn't know I was committing the worst crime in U.S. history card. You knew damn well there was a section of that park themed after that video game. It's the most eye-catching part of the entire thing. What, you expect me to believe you were there for How to Train Your Dragon? What, you think I was born yesterday? I didn't even know there were sequels. It's like making a theme park around Madagascar or Ice Age. Oh, but that would be pretty cool, though. Imagine a ride where you're in the acorn, and it's like a roller coaster, and you go around the glaciers and stuff where the squirrel chases you. Oh, that would be so cool. I would make too much money. Damn it, now I'm just mad at you and mad that my good ideas never happened.
All right, listen, I only went because Jeffy wanted to go. I had no idea what this theme park had. It's Jeffy's fault.
Oh, my God, I knew you were a monster, but blaming your child for this crime? Marvin, you are one sick son of a bitch. Do you even have a soul?
I only bought the ticket since Jeffy wanted to go. It was not my idea, it was Jeffy's idea. What's the big deal? We barely walked in the park.
Mr. Marvin, you clearly have no remorse for your crimes because you don't even see that what you did was wrong. I made my verdict the moment I heard what you were accused of and saw your disgusting face. I find you and Jeffy guilty, and I sentence both of you to 10 billion consecutive life sentences. That means, after you die, we'll bring you back to life 10 billion times so you can live in prison.
10 billion years? What the fuck? Why? I didn't even know the park was... We went there for 1 second.
Come on, guys. Time to go.
Oh, come on.
Yes, take them away. Take them away before I throw up.
Get in there, you sick fucks!
I'm from Owl Town!
Oh, so you're not a citizen, huh?
Listen, 10 billion years is just ridiculous.
Oh, well, it's not actually 10 billion years. Oh,
okay, the judge was just exaggerating.
It's 10 billion life sentences.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's say you live to be 80 years old. It's 10 billion times 80. You'd be in prison for 800 billion years.
What, 800 billion years? That doesn't make any sense! The world's not gonna be around that long. The sun's gonna explode.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll just put you on a spaceship with a guard and send you to another planet.
Okay, that's a waste of taxpayer money. What I did is not even that serious.
See, that's why you belong in here. You think what you did isn't that bad, but what you did is like the 9/11 of what you could have done.
When is grilled cheese time?
Huh, you guys think you get grilled cheese, huh?
I guess not.
Well, you do on Thursdays.
Well, what's today?
Sunday.
So what do we eat on Sunday?
Wouldn't you like to know, hungry boy?
I guess he's just gonna let us starve today.
Actually, we're not allowed to do that. That's against the prison rules. We have to feed you.
So then what are you gonna feed us?
Have you guys ever heard of McDonald's?
No way!
Oh, no, I feel kind of bad about how excited you guys got. That's actually what I'm having for dinner. You guys can't have that.
So then what are we gonna eat?
You guys can smell the box my Big Mac came in. And if I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw you a French fry. Just kidding! I eat the fries first!
Okay, so what do we eat?
It's actually, I think, oatmeal today. I don't know, I don't eat here.
What? Ew! Oatmeal!
Oh, y'all niggas don't like oatmeal? Because I got a whole lot of oatmeal. High in protein, whole lot of nuts. Very chunky, slightly yellow, but still good. And it comes with a nozzle, self-serve. So, tell me. How many bowls you want?
Oh my god!
I want oatmeal!
No, you don't, Jimmy! Guard! Guard! We need your help! Guard!
Pipe down, inmates.
Give me a sip.
No, it's mine.
Listen, guard, we need your help.
What's the matter?
Sucking wiener.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either. Glad I'm not in jail.
Listen, our cellmate claims to make his own oatmeal, and I doubt that.
Oh yeah, it's not oatmeal.
What is it?
Listen, it doesn't matter what it is, we're not eating oatmeal. Listen, guard, you have to let us out.
Well, you still have 799,999,999,999 years and 363 days and 23 hours left, so I would be friends with the oatmeal guy.
We're not being friends with Oatmeal Guy.
The first batch almost ready.
Come on, Dad, let's hurry up and get in line before other people start showing up.
No one else is going to fucking show up, Jeff. We're the only ones in the cell.
But I don't want him to run out of oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal. We're not eating that.
Well, come on, Daddy. I'll hold the nozzle and you can get the first sip.
Sick. Jeffy, that's sick. It's not oatmeal. We're not eating it. Listen. There's only one of him and there's two of us. So we could gang up and we could kill him.
Well, Daddy, I don't really think it's a good idea to kill the only person in here that can get us food. I don't want to go hungry.
He's not making us food, Jeffy. Listen, we're going to kill him, okay? So I'm gonna go talk to him and distract him, and while he's talking to me, you're gonna go up behind him and you're gonna choke him.
Choke his nozzle?
But no, his neck, Jeffy, the thing he breathes out of.
Oh.
Oh, wait, so let's wait. Hey, Mr. Oatmeal Man.
Mr. Oatmeal Man? Nah, I'm Bose.
How the fuck did you do that?
Shh! You're messing up the oatmeal process. Oh. It might come out lumpy.
Oh, okay, let's. Your name is Bubbles. How'd you get that name?
Oh, you want to hear my life story?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
See, I ain't always like man ass. I was one of them straights. Yeah, it all started back in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. About 17 years ago, I lived the American dream in Arkansas. I had a wife and three beautiful children. We lived in a paid-off house, nice car. I had my dream job where I was the CEO of a bubble machine-making company. People would call me Mr. Bubbles. I made about $500,000 a year. I donated to charity, went to church, helped out in the soup kitchens. I was a model citizen, a pillar of the community. I was even given the key of the city by the mayor for being such a perfect human being. Until one day my sink started leaking. So we had to call a plumber. This big fat ass plumber man came into my house and bent over to fix my sink. I couldn't help but notice his hairy ass crack, and it was showing. Once I saw that, I fell in love. It was all over for me after that. I became addicted to man ass. Every man's ass I saw after that, whoo, I couldn't help myself. I got arrested over and over and over again. I lost my job, my house, my wife, and my kids. All over man ass. I threw my whole life away for that man booty. I eat, breathe, and dream man booty. A lot of people wonder if I regret throwing away my perfect life for man behind. Hell no.
I would say my life is perfect, huh? Stuck in a 10 feet by 8 feet room with man booty that I can't escape. Oh boy, this is heavy. What more could I even want?
Yup, that's my life. Now leave me alone. I'm gonna finish up this oatmeal.
Hold on! Wait! What is that?
It's oatmeal, damn it! You ain't never had oatmeal before.
Wait! So you were really making oatmeal in that corner?
Yeah. I thought you were hungry, right?
Wait, so you weren't jiggling niblets back there?
Hell nah, I was jiggling Quaker oats, apples and cinnamon. Told you it was gonna be a little chunky and yellow. But you know, I mix it up to make sure it's leveled out.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense. So you were actually making oatmeal for us and not trying to serve us something bad?
Hell no, why would I do that? Ruin perfectly good oatmeal.
Wait, so I thought you liked man ass.
Oh, I still do. I really do. But look, I've been going to therapy in prison, and my man therapist, he told me this. Maybe I should share oatmeal, and people would share their ass to me, you know what I'm saying? With me, willingly, consensually. That's a new word I learned. Consensually. That means they will give up their ass to me on a silver platter. Yeah.
So you make oatmeal and hope men do that?
Yeah, it's a good exchange. Now leave me alone. I gotta finish stirring.
All right, inmates, here's your dinner. My Big Mac box. I think there's a little bit of lettuce in there for you. Here you go.
I got dibs!
Oatmeal all done. Be careful, it's hot.
What is this?
Oh, no.
It's like a secret exit.
Looks like.
Hey, you guys close that fire exit. You're not even supposed to know about that unless there's a fire.
Run!
Come on, Jeffy.
This must be the door the Clintons used to kill Epstein.
Come on, Jeffy. Oh, goddammit, get back here. I need the fucking keys, and they're over by the desk, and I'm over here. It's going to take a good 15 seconds to open this door. They're going to be long gone by then.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so glad we escaped. I didn't want to spend 800 billion years in prison.
Yeah, but we made friends along the way who make good oatmeal.
Yeah, well, you know what I learned today? Don't judge a book by what it says.
Yep, that's why I always look at the pictures.
Yeah, so eat your oatmeal, Jeffy.
Aha, gotcha.
Well, we made it back to home base.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. You have to suck this fucking nutsack.
I see. It's like that, is it? Okay, I'll just show myself out.
Whoa, Jeff, I didn't know that worked.
Yeah, the nutsack always works.
Jeffy, Marvin and I are going on a picnic.
Outside in the hot.
Marvin, you said you weren't going to complain.
It's August. Why would we eat outside? Let's eat inside with the air conditioning.
But Marvin, it's such a beautiful day outside.
But the grass is gross. It's wet and there could be dog pee or poop.
Don't worry, Marvin. I brought a blanket.
But there's bugs. There's ants and mosquitoes and loud kids on bicycles.
Ugh. Jeffy, do you want to come on a picnic with us?
No, I'm tending to my garden.
Jeffy, I didn't know you liked gardening. Look, Marvin, even Jeffy likes being outside.
But it's inside on my computer.
Oh.
How are you gardening on your computer?
Hey, it's a game called Brawl Garden. I got 50 trillion shekels in that bitch. See, right there, I got the Francesco plant. I got several rainbow bone blossoms and sugar apples and spiked mangoes in this bitch.
Is that good?
Oh, dang, it's the tits. I got a green thumb up my ass.
Marvin, can we please go on our picnic now?
Okay. Jeff, if you don't hear from us, I died of a heat stroke.
Okay.
Jeffy, did you shit your pants?
Once or twice.
But Jeffy, why would you not go use the toilet?
Because I'm busy playing my game. I gotta plant a seed, and then I gotta throw some sprinklers on that bitch, wait 45 minutes, and do it all over again.
All right, during your 45-minute wait, why don't you go use the toilet?
Well, because I have to wait to see if the plant does what it's supposed to do. Plus, I already got a pancake shit in my ass that looks like a fudge round.
Baby, go start a bath for him.
Okay.
Jeffy, you're gonna take a bath while we're out taking this picnic.
Got it.
I mean, no, you're actually going to take the bath.
All right.
And you're going to get that fudge right off your ass.
Oh, yeah, you might need to use, like, a jackhammer or something. Old jackhammer dick going up and down fast as shit and fuck.
All right, Jeffy, I started your bath, but I didn't turn off the water. So in a couple of minutes, you're going to have to turn off the water and take your bath, okay?
All right, got it.
What'd she say, Jeffy?
No, something about getting the bath, turn the water off, wash my ass. Don't use a jackhammer.
Yeah, that. All right, let's go.
Marvin, sound happy.
Wee.
J-
Jeffy, we're back home from the picnic. I'm finally home in the air conditioning. Whew. Why is the ground wet? Jeffy, did you take a bath?
Yep.
Did you dry off?
No, I wanted to air dry.
Oh, Jeffy, you track so much water in that house. It's so wet. Jeffy, why do you still smell like shit? Did you take a bath? Jeffy? Oh, God. He forgot to turn the bathtub off.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Ah! There's water everywhere. It's all over the floor. Jeffy, oh, what the fuck?
Mommy, turn it off quick.
That's what I'm doing, John. Ah!
Why, Marvin? Just why?
There's water everywhere. Oh. Like a bitch of water! It's a damn video game! That's why he did it! It's a stupid video game! I'm gonna break his laptop! Jeffy! Oh. You overflowed the bathtub!
Okay.
Give me that damn bathtub! Hey! You motherfucker! You give me my laptop back! My garden!
Fuck your garden!
You stupid bitch! You're ugly! You're stupid and dumb! Yeah, that's right. Yeah, screw your dumbass garden game. I hope it's gone forever. I'm gonna clean up all this mess.
Ah! Fudge Punch, what's with all the yelling?
Daddy's a dickhole!
Marvin, what did you do?
He threw my expensive tits laptop into the bathtub!
Marvin, that wasn't very nice.
You know he forgot to turn the bathtub off and it overflowed.
Hold on! Pause! That would be the fault of whoever turned the bathtub on in the first place! Because they should have known not to trust me to do what I was told! See, you guys should be the ones that should get in trouble because y'all left me here with an overflowing bathtub! I could have drowned! You can't leave someone with my mental condition unattended! I don't even know what I'm doing half the time! Every time I do something, it turns to shit! So now that we've established it's not my fault, you guys owe me a new laptop.
Well, you know what I owe you? I owe you a spanking.
No, you don't. You owe me a laptop and more shekels. 70 trillion shekels.
You know what? You can go get your own goddamn new fucking laptop. How about you go start a real garden?
You know what? Maybe I will. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Marvin, I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, no, you can go screw up other people's lives. I have to call a water damage repair person.
Honey, stop diddling in your garden and come make me supper.
All right, Hank.
A real-life garden? They have candy blossoms, a bone blossom, and a frozen and shocked watermelon, and a frozen and shocked pineapple? Oh, I'm taking all this.
Honey, I think the tard from across the street's fucking around in your garden.
What? Hank, he better not be touching my candy blossom, my bone blossom, or my sugar apples.
I think he is.
Hank, don't stop him!
All right.
Hey, fuck tard! Stop fucking around in my wife's garden! Stop it!
Hank, yell louder! Be a man!
Hey! Stop it! Oh, fuck!
Well, it looks like he got away with it.
Hank, go call the police!
It's just a fucking candy blossom.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, someone robbed my garden!
They robbed your garden? What is this, war times? The Great Depression? Who robs a garden?
A thief, that's who.
Okay, well, how much money worth of produce did they steal?
Billions of shekels worth!
Shekels? What the hell time period did I get dropped into? Could you convert that into U.S. dollars for me?
It's worth a lot.
Okay, let me look it up. It says right here that a billion shekels is worth 20 U.S. cents on eBay. So this is petty theft. This is beyond petty. It's actually petty for you to have even called me.
But he stole my shucked frozen watermelon!
Shucked and frozen watermelon. How did you freeze it? Did he steal it out of your deep freezer? And it's electrified, too? That should be a crime by itself. That's fruit torture.
At least he left my sugar apples.
Okay, now, I know my apples. I actually love apples, and I've never seen an apple that looks anything like that. And that apple's frozen. How did you manage that? It's August. Do you even know who stole all this produce?
Yeah, it was the neighbor's kid.
Okay, well, I will go have a talk with the neighbor's kid and see if I can get him to give you a quarter.
Marvin, you're not umming with
me. I can
me.
Smell my own balls.
Marvin, no, this is supposed to help your anger issues. Breathe in, breathe out.
I'm breathing my own ball air.
Marvin, stop. We're going to center in and look at the third eye.
My penis? There's someone at the door.
Marvin, you're throwing off my zen.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
The cops? I didn't call the cops.
No, somebody called the cops on you.
Was it because of all the yelling?
No, but what yelling, Marvin? Tea time? Come on, spill it. Did you hit her? I wouldn't blame you if you did. Sometimes it feels like one good smack could solve everything.
I did not hit her.
No, you're right. This conversation's better had at Dunkin' Donuts. You drive so I can drink.
No, I can't leave. I'm kind of waiting on someone.
Waiting on someone?
Hey, did someone call a water damage repair guy?
Mark.
Brooklyn.
What the hell are you doing here, Mark?
I'm here to repair some water damage.
Marvin, is this true? Did you call this man, or is he soliciting? Because that's illegal in this neighborhood. I could arrest him. Just say he's a soliciting bitch, Marvin, and I'll slap the cops on him.
No, I did call him.
Marvin! Why would you call Mark, my arch nemesis, when you have my phone number? I can repair water damage.
Well, his prices are cheaper.
Well, that's because on his website, he looks at my website and lowers all the prices by $1. He doesn't know what he's doing. I can follow YouTube tutorials way better than he can.
I do too know what I'm doing, and I can follow YouTube tutorials as well.
Mark, you see this badge on my shirt, this Sodon badge? That means I have authority over you. I could end your life, and the worst that would happen to me is I'd get put on paid leave.
Authority over this deal.
Marvin, that's it. Pick. Me or Mark, who do you want to fix your water damage? It shouldn't be this hard, Marvin. You're hurting my feelings.
Oh, come on. He's not even wearing a water damage repair guy outfit.
Oh, yeah? You really want to fuck with me, Mark? Look at that. I stay ready for this shit.
Oh, bald! Bald! You're bald! You know what? You can have the job. Maybe you can use it to buy a hair transplant.
Ouch. I forgot I was bald.
Well, now you get to fix the water damage.
No, I'm way too upset to fix water damage. We have police business to discuss. Can I come in and talk to your son?
But who's going to fix my water damage?
I don't know. We'll figure it out later.
Jeffy! Baby, have you seen Jeffy?
No.
Whoa, what's she doing? I heard you guys were yelling. Is this for trying to apologize?
I'm doing yoga.
Oh, I hate yoga. Not doing yoga. I just hate the word yoga. It always reminds me of Yogi Bear. You know, he's like, hey, boo-boo, with the stupid fucking voice he does. I don't know why he sounds like that. And then that makes me think of the baseball player Yogi Berra. That's not a name. That can't be a person's name. Is he named after Yogi Bear? Or is Yogi Bear named after him? See, I'm already pissed off. I'm confused. And then yoga makes me think about when you're hitting on a girl and you're like, yoga, let me get your number. You know, I hate the word yoga.
So why are we looking for Jeffy? Like, what do you need?
Oh, you see, your son stole 1 billion shekels worth of fruit from your neighbor.
1 billion shekels? How much money is that?
Don't worry. It's only 20 cents. Honestly, it's bullshit. But I told him I'd give him a quarter. So you have a quarter?
You
keep your change in your zipper?
But no, I didn't. Baby, do you have a quarter?
I have no need for earthly currency.
Oh, my God. I have a dollar.
Don't give those people a dollar, Marvin. That's way too much money.
All I have is a dollar.
All right, fine. I told them I want change.
You can fix my water damage now if you want to.
I thought we weren't calling him anymore.
What was that, bitch? What did she just say? You're not calling me anymore?
I told you that we wanted to go with the cheaper option.
Okay, that's why you're handing out dollar bills, right? Because you're trying to save money?
No, listen, it's just like we don't want to do friendship and business. You know, want to keep them separated.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess if I'm not your friend, I'm a cop. I guess I can just go arrest your son for stealing.
No. Okay, we are friends. Yeah, look, take the dollar and also, like, try to fix the water damage. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll go take a look at your water damage.
Yeah, buddy.
So you see all the water damage on the floor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the problem is you didn't drain your tub. Let me get right on that.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a plumber. I'm not your friend.
But stop it!
No, I'm doing this to help you as a plumber.
Stop it! Stop it right now!
Have fun with that, you dick.
Just fucking wow. Jeffy, did you really steal 1 billion shekels worth of fruit from the neighbor?
Yeah, I sure did, Daddy. I had to sell it so I can get a new laptop.
You got a new laptop? You really could make that much money selling this fruit?
Yeah, Daddy. What I did was I scammed this kid who was new at playing the game, and I took his frozen butterfly and also 1 trillion shekels.
What? Jeffy, you'd have to sell like 1 octillion shekels to get a new laptop.
Oh, octopus dick has 8 ball sacks and shit.
Wait, so you really can make that much money selling fruit in this game?
Yeah, I even sold my shocked frozen pineapple that I stole.
Wait a minute, do you think if you sold this watermelon, you could pay for the water damage?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna slime my daddy a couple shekels, cause you know I got it like that.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school!
No.
Jeffy, your backpack is all ready, you better get in here!
Did you give me the Minecraft one?
No.
Or Roblox?
No, you got the one with your face on it.
Oh, just the one that's available at smlmerch.com, link in the description, limited supply, so get it while we got it.
That's the one, Jeffy, so let's go to school.
You got Uncrustables in that hoe? Front pocket?
Yes, I put Uncrustables. Don't smash them, Jeffy.
Hell yeah! Dad, you think I can put a little boo-boo on this bitch so I can show everybody that I got it like that?
You can put a little boo-boo on it if you want to.
Where's my boo-boo?
Marvin, we got a letter from the school!
I make the TARDS list?
No, Jeffy, you didn't.
Darn it! I'm gonna have to try harder this year!
Knock it off, Jeffy. Wait, what's it say?
It says, Dear Jeffy, after careful review of your student file, the YU Dumb School District has determined that you're no longer eligible to attend our school.
What? Jeffy can't go to school anymore?
Oh, fuck yes. I thought my birthday was in a few days, but apparently it's today. Ta-da-da-da-da. That means for the rest of my life, I can just sit back, shit my pants, and make the noise. Allow me to do it.
Okay, this has got to be a mistake.
Well, Marvin, it says students must be children in order to attend, and Jeffy's 20 years old.
Okay, look at him. He's still a child. See, look how he acts.
Marvin, I think he does it for attention.
Even if he does, if he's not allowed to go back to school, I'm putting him in a home. So I'm going to call the school and complain about this.
Marvin!
Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, Principal Steinbeck speaking.
Yes, my name is Marvin. I have a child enrolled at your school, and I have a problem.
God damn it. This is the first day of school. It better not be about the no weapon policy. No exceptions. I don't want anybody getting shot up on the first day of school. Oh, it's Chili Fiesta Stick Day. I love me some Chili Fiesta Sticks. It's my shirt. Whew, wait until fucking fish sandwich day. I'll do it myself. Damn, give me the AR.
No, it's not about the no weapon policy.
Okay, thank God. Because you know how many damn people call me today talking about, oh, can my son bring a weapon, some nunchucks, or a goddamn sawed-off shotgun? I'm like, hell no! What's wrong with you? Oh, he's getting bullied. I want him to feel safe. Well, tell his ass to take some fucking Taekwondo and fucking lessons. What's wrong with these kids?
No, that's not what this call is about. So we got a letter in the mail because my son is 20 years old.
Shit, 20?
Yeah.
Damn, old as fuck.
Yeah, and the letter says he can't come to the school anymore.
Yeah, he's fucking 20. He could go to a community college. Why would he go to a damn elementary school?
Well, see, my son, he's 20 years old, but his brain is 5 years old.
Is he one of those weird predators?
No, he's not a predator. No, he's not all there. He's kind of,
What?
He's kind of, his brain is,
Oh, he's retarded!
I didn't know we could say that.
Oh, we're about grown men in here, right? Come on, we ain't got to speak your code, nigga.
Yeah, okay. No, so listen, yes, he is that, I think. So can he still come to the school?
Hell no. Look up your local community college. He cannot go to a fucking elementary school.
He's 20 years old, but please, can you make an exception?
No.
What if I pay you money?
I can't be bought anymore. I used to be a male prostitute, but I went to therapy. Good day, sir. The nerve of some people always wanted me for my damn buddy.
Hello? Goodbye, I guess.
What did they say, Marvin?
They said that, Jeffy can go back to school!
Shit!
What? Really?
Yep, they said that the letter was a mistake. That meant to go to another kid named Jeffy that was 20 years old. So,
fuck!
So Jeffy can go to school. No. So Jeffy, grab your backpack and let's go get in the car.
Piss!
No, Jeff, stop acting like that. Let's just go back to school.
Alright, Jeffy, I think this is your classroom. Just go in there and just act normal.
I'm not gonna stop saying foul language all day. Oh, big bird dick, covered in yellow feathers and shit.
Jeffy, please, no, just act normal. Don't draw any attention to yourself, okay? Just go in there.
Oh, dinosaur urethra, you can put your whole head in there. Oh, urethrosaurus rex, and when it gets mad and it starts yelling and spitting, it's piss.
Jeffy, please, please, dear God, just, if you'd be quiet, and just go in there, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese dick.
Oh, Oscar Mayer wiener dick comes in a package of 8 with fucking gravy and fuck.
Oh, look, there's Jeffy.
J-Man, what's good?
How is he still coming to school? Isn't he like 20?
All right, everyone, shut the shit up. I'm your substitute teacher today.
Wait, Jeffy's our substitute teacher?
You can't be our substitute teacher. Where's Jackie Chu?
Oh, the old teacher? He's in egg roll world getting ladyboys. So he put me in charge. Yes, you guys gotta do everything I say.
I'm not doing what you say, you ugly helmet-wearing idiot.
That's it. You're wearing the tarp cap, and you're gonna go stand in the corner.
I am not wearing that tarp cap.
Yes, you are, Tartar Binks. You're gonna stand on the corner.
I said I'm not doing it. You can't make me.
I will beat your fucking ass.
Well, come over and do it then.
All right, class. First lesson of the day. How to get your ass beat and wear a tarp cap.
You wear this tarp cap or he's gonna wear you.
Alright, that is going to be your new assignment. I didn't tell you to turn around! If you turn around again, I'm going to hit you, and I'm going to add more work to that hat. So you're going to stay in that corner for the rest of the year. Alright,
Now that the trash is taken out, we're going to get to the next order of business. We're going to call roll. I don't know any of you fuckers' names. So what you're going to do is you're going to stand up and tell me what you had for dinner 3 nights ago. And if you can't remember, you're going to join Tard in the corner.
I don't know what I ate 3 nights ago. Bro, I don't eat every night, so we're good.
I think I had McDonald's.
Pretty yummy. What toy did you get?
It was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle dick. A Teenage Turtle's mutated dick. How'd they get a toy out of that? Hey, Glasses Man, what'd you have for dinner?
Sauerkraut? I have it every night.
The fuck is that?
You know what? I'm tired of this game. I think I get the gist of who you all are. Alright, so the first lesson that we're going to learn today is science. And the first lesson of science is, why my slinky do that? So I have my slinky right here, and I'm going to drop it, and you're going to tell me why it do that. So what the problem is when I drop this slinky doesn't fall to the ground until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of the slinky. Allow me to demonstrate. Why it do that?
I don't get it. It just fell. You dropped it and hit the ground.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm confused.
I know. It went pretty fast, so I'm going to do it again. Hey, I told you not to turn away from the corner. You stay in that corner right now. Alright, so now, let me demonstrate again with my slinky. If I hold the slinky all the way up here at the top of the chalkboard, the bottom of the slinky is down there. So if I drop the slinky, it doesn't fall until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of my slinky. I'm going to drop it now, okay? 1, 2, 3, drop. Why did I do that?
I still don't understand what's going on. I mean, you drop it, it hits the ground, that's what's supposed to happen.
What are you trying to prove?
Yeah, I'm still not getting it.
I know it's hard to see in real life. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it a third time. And this time someone's going to record it in slow motion on their phone so you can see what I'm talking about. What? Tard, why don't you have your cap on?
You hit me with a globe and it fell off.
Well, then put it back on.
Fine.
I ain't trying to leave the corner.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to get this slinky and someone come up here and record it on their phone.
Okay, I'm going to record it.
Okay, record this in slow motion. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, tell me someone got that shit. All right, so the slinky is just hovering there. And then when I drop it, it doesn't fall until the top of the slinky hits the bottom of the slinky.
I hope no one's epileptic.
Yeah, it didn't fall until the top hit the bottom.
Wait, hold on, rewind it? That motherfucker looked! Oh, I'm going to beat his ass!
Did you fucking turn around when I dropped this slinky?
No.
I beat liars with pencil sharpeners.
I told you not to turn around!
Ow!
Alright, that was your science lesson on why slinkies do that. Now we're going to move on to history. So history is something that has happened in the past. So 10 months ago, I took my daddy's electric toothbrush, turned it on, and shoved it up my ass. And to this day, my daddy has not noticed, and he has not changed his toothbrush. And I do it every 2 months. So you're going to want to write this down. It's going to be on the test. This is how it's going to be worded. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush up my ass and twirling it around? Second question, how clean's my asshole? Third question, why am I doing that? I don't know. Does it feel good? Maybe. That's a hypotenuse. Write that down. It's going to be like a math and a history question combo. It's like a bumpkin.
Hello, class. I'm Mrs. Bagley, your substitute teacher. I'm so sorry I'm late. My husband, Harold, fell off the front porch this morning, and I had to pick him up. And then he shit himself. Anyway, let's get started. Like I said, class, my name is Miss...
Wait, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it! Stop touching my board!
Well, who are you?
I'm the substitute teacher.
No, but I'm the substitute teacher. The school called me.
Well, they changed their mind.
What? But I drove 50 miles in the rain to get here.
Well, you can drive 50 miles in the rain to get back.
Oh, I'll never teach at this school again.
That's fine. I think we'll be all right. Hold on. I need to use you for my history lesson. All right, class. Now, she was alive during the dinosaurs. So go ahead and tell the class what the dinosaurs were like.
Oh, you're a naughty boy.
All right, class, new question that's going to be on the test. Why did that give me a chubby? Now we're going to move on to math. How old do you guys think she was? I think she's like pushing like 97.
She looked 72.
I'm going to say 80.
60, dude.
All good answers, but I think we're gonna stick with mine of 97. So, in the future, if you ever find yourself needing to do the math, you can use AI, like ChatGPT, Google that shit, or just use a calculator, okay? It's 2025. We don't need to do all that bullshit. Alright, so let's go back to history, like the history pop quiz. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush in my ass and twirling it around?
10 months!
Every 2 months!
Did I say every 2 months? Let me correct that. It's every 2 minutes. Actually in there right now. Let's get a whiff.
Who made Miss Bagley cry?
That one.
So, and that's my show and tell project. My electric toothbrush smelling.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
My ass.
Ew. So he was the one impersonating a substitute teacher?
That's the one.
Catch!
God damn it! Oh, you rascal! Oh, I'm gonna get you next time!
Do I still have to stand here?
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was fun.
Hey, Jeffy, have you seen my electric toothbrush?
No, I don't think I've seen that. Well, definitely keep an eye out.
Hey there, I'm here to arrest Jeffy.
Wait, why?
Well, he impersonated a substitute teacher and then he beat up a kid.
He did what?
Oh, damn, Marvin, your breath smells like ass.
Wait, no, I brush my teeth twice a day, every day.
Well, how often do you switch out your toothbrush?
Well, it hadn't been for at least 10 months.
I will change it out, but Jeffy did not impersonate a substitute teacher.
Oh, he didn't? Well, guess I was wrong. Case closed, then. See you guys later.
Well, can you open up a new case? My toothbrush is missing.
Yeah, I can tell.
But no, it just went missing today. I can't find it.
From my asshole.
Okay, Marvin, are you ready for movie night?
Yeah, I can't wait to relax and watch a movie with you.
Hey, Danny, why are the straws?
Jeffy, don't bring a drink in here. You're going to spill it.
I don't want to.
You're going to spill it.
Okay, fine.
Jeffy, why did I spill it?
Because you told me to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you were going to spill it. And I said, I don't want to. And you said, you were going to. So then I spilled it. I was only doing what I was told.
Marvin, calm down. Breathe.
You know what? Jeffy, you want to play hide and seek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go play hide and seek, buddy. Okay, Jeffy, so we're going to play hide and seek, and you're going to be the counter, and me and Mommy are going to go hide. So stand in the corner and count to 10.
10? That's too hard!
Then count to 5.
That's still too hard!
Use your fingers.
I only have 4.
Then count to 4.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so stay in the corner and count, and me and Mommy are going to go hide. And when you get to 4, come looking for us. But do not go check the room with the red couch. That room is off limits. We are not going to hide in the room with the red couch, okay?
Okay. 1, 7, 9, 4. All right, I'm coming in up for you.
Ooh, I'm so bad.
What did you do?
I told Jeffy we're playing hide-and-seek, but we're not playing hide-and-seek. He's looking for us, and I told him that this room was off-limits, so we can sit here and watch a movie, and he's not going to bother us.
Marvin, that's mean!
No, it's smart, because now we can watch a movie, and he's going to be looking for hours, and then he might get bored and fall asleep. So let's just watch our movie.
Where could they be? I bet they're behind the curtains! No, I bet they're behind the pillows! No, not that one, or that one! What about underneath the cushion? What about this cushion? No, where could they be?
Marvin, I can hear Jeffy looking around for us out there. It's so sad.
Just focus on the movie.
But Marvin, I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Feel bad that he poured water all over the couch. I had to wipe that up.
Oh, man. I've looked everywhere and I can't find him. I guess I'm going to lose hide and seek. I think I hear them. They must be in the wall. The perfect hiding spot. I'm going to find you. I think I see him in there.
What's that noise?
It sounds like he's breaking something.
Jeffy!
I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy! What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, hey, Daddy, you give up?
Well, give up? Why are you sawing a hole in the wall?
Because you and Mommy were hiding in the wall.
No, we weren't.
Then where were you hiding?
In the room with the red couch.
You said that room was off limits, so you cheated.
That doesn't mean you saw a hole in the goddamn wall, you idiot.
Stop hitting me.
I'm not hitting you.
Yes, you are. You're hitting me with your words and it hurts.
Jeffy, get your ass in that room right now.
Is Mommy still in the wall?
No, no one was ever in the wall.
So then why am I doing this?
Because you're a shithead.
That's fair. I am a shithead.
Come on, Jeffy.
Marvin, what was all that yelling? What did you do?
What did I do? No, Jeffy, tell him what you did.
Happily. Mommy, Daddy lied to me because he told me that we were going to be playing hide and seek and that this room was off limits. So I started looking around the entire house except for this room because this room was supposed to be off limits. Right, Daddy?
Yes.
Exactly. So then I hear voices, and not the voices that are in my head, but your voices. And it sounds like they're coming from the wall. So then I take a crowbar to that hoe, and then I start taking a saw and sawing the wall to help you guys get out. So if you're wondering why I did this shithead behavior, it's because Daddy lied to me.
Marvin, it does sound like it was kind of your fault.
How?
Because you lied.
I just wanted to watch a movie with you, and it doesn't mean that Jeffy should have sawed a hole in the wall.
I thought you were in the wall.
How would I have gotten in there?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
You know what? I'm going to call a doctor to find out what's wrong with your stupid head. Maybe there's some medicine that'll make you think straight. And then I'll also call someone to patch that hole in the wall.
Hey there. Somebody called Dr. Handyman? See, I'm a doctor and a handyman.
Well, Dr. Handyman, my son hit a hole in the wall with a crowbar.
Hmm. Sounds like shithead behavior.
Hmm. Indeed.
So I need you to fix the hole in the wall and then fix my son's brain.
Well, one of those things is much easier to fix than the other one.
Well, can you start with his brain?
That was the harder of the two.
Well, can you do anything to his brain to make him not act like that anymore?
Well, maybe you should consider that maybe he's just like this and you should learn to accept him.
I do not want to accept him. Can you do something to fix his brain, you know?
Well, since you asked twice, I do have this mind control helmet I stole from Area 51.
How'd you get to Area 51?
Well, they used to do tours back before COVID. COVID ruined everything. But while I was there, I stole this. So you put it on somebody's head, and they'll do anything you tell them to do. And I mean anything. I mean, I've done unspeakable things with this helmet. I mean, things that would put me away for a long time.
So if I put this on Jeffy's head, he'll do anything I want?
Yeah, he will.
All right, Jeffy, put this on.
What if not have to?
Put it on!
All right.
Okay, Jeffy has his helmet on. Now what?
Well, you just take this remote and you hold the button down and tell him what you want him to do and he'll do it.
Okay, Jeffy, say please.
Please.
Jeffy, say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, it works!
You guys are using it for lame stuff. I thought this would be more fun.
We just want Jeffy to behave and say his manners.
Well, but he'll do anything you tell him to do. Anything!
Okay. Jeffy, tell me about some bad stuff that you've done that I don't know about.
Every time I hear the washing machine finish, I go downstairs and open the door and pee on all the wet clothes, so you think that the clothes are wet from the water, but it's really wet from my pee.
That's why my clothes feel like dry piss!
Oh my god, it does!
Ew!
Sometimes I take your toothbrush and put a little bit of toothpaste on it and brush underneath my toenails and my gooch.
What's a gooch?
It's the spot between your balls and your butthole.
Ew, Jimmy!
Every Thursday night, I go outside and find a stray cat, and I bring it inside and rub its ass all over your pillow.
That's why I feel like shit! Oh, okay, you know, I don't want to hear anymore, Jeffy. How about you go take a shower and go to bed?
Okay, I will take a shower and go to bed.
Oh, my God.
I still think you guys are using this for lame stuff. I have fun when I do it.
Thank you guys for playing Ms. Monopoly with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm having so much fun playing the girl version of Monopoly.
But, Junior, each space represents something a woman invented.
Oh, yeah, like the dishwasher, because women were tired of doing it by hand. And also the retractable dog leash, because women aren't strong enough to pull a real leash.
Well, Junior, they also invented Wi-Fi.
Thank you, Cody.
Whatever. I'm just glad you let me use the Amelia Earhart piece. Hold on, I gotta make it more accurate. Go find her. She's missing. And where's the space where you drop out of college and start OnlyFans?
Hey, guys! Old dude!
Oh, hey, Jeffy. What's up with the helmet?
Well, my daddy put it on my head because he thinks it controls my brain.
Does it?
No, but I made him think it does, so I screwed around with him for a little bit, and then I got bored and came in here.
What was the last thing he asked you to do?
Well, he told me to take a shower and go to bed.
Ooh, you should pretend the water from the shower shorted at the helmet and electrocuted you. You should pretend you died.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Can we play a different game?
Aww.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
gotcha, bitch.
Okay, I'll give up.
I win. I am the thumb wrestling champion. All right, you're next. Whip out your thumb.
No, I'm going to go check on Jeffy, make sure he's okay.
You don't have to check on him. The helmet will make sure he does what you told him.
I'm going to go check on Jeffy.
Your thumb is scared. You're scared of my powerful thumb.
Jeffy, are you okay?
Oh no, the water probably short-circuited the helmet and fried his brain.
Oh my god, is he dead?
I don't know, but he could be brain dead.
What do we do?
There's only one thing we can do. Thumb wrestle!
What? No!
Thumb wrestle me, pussy!
No, save Jeffy!
Thumb wrestle me and I'll save him.
Okay, fine. Ow! Okay, you win.
Yes, I am undefeated. I have conquered every thumb that has crossed my path.
Well, help Jeffy.
Okay, let me see. Well, he has a pulse, so he's not dead, but he could still be brain dead.
Well, how do you fix brain dead?
Well, there's not much, but there is one thing. In medical school, I learned this sick-ass, nasty, trap hip-hop song that could wake up anybody.
What? No way.
Oh, it's so hip, and it's so hop.
There's no way it's that funky fresh.
Oh, yeah? DJ, spin that shit.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. wake it up, I said, wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said, wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said,
wake your brain dead ass up. Get the fuck up off the couch. Time to get your body moving. Don't just sit there and lay and slouch. Yeah, your brain might be gravy, not coming back like it's Brady. But once you hear this sick ass rap, your brain will be fixed. Well, maybe.
Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said. Wake your brain dead ass up. Wake it up, I said.
Just wake up that damn brain. Listen to this rap that goes insane. Your brain's all twisted like a hurricane. Get that shit moving like a damn train. When you wake up, we'll pop champagne. Get some strippers and make it rain. Dropping these bars like Lil Wayne. The song that's dipping like cocaine.
Mic drop on your bitch ass. Shit.
Really?
Jeffy?
What's up, Danny?
Your song worked!
I told you it would!
No, actually, the song didn't do anything. This helmet doesn't work.
Wait, you're telling me that mind control helmet doesn't actually work?
No.
Well, that means all the people that snuck me off actually just wanted to. Wow, I feel a lot better about myself. I thought I was a monster.
Wait. So you're saying that mind control helmet doesn't work?
No, I was faking it the whole time.
Wait, so you were... But we asked you to do stuff and you did it!
Yeah, I was just playing along.
What the? So what do we do now?
Oh, I'll tell you what we do now. We thumb wrestle!
Alright.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. Okay, you win!
Yay, I win!
Damn it, I'm no longer undefeated.
Okay, how about we get something productive done today and you go fix that drywall?
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, Jeffy.
Damn, Jeffy, that's a big-ass hole. And this hole in the wall's pretty big, too. It's gonna be hard to fix. But luckily, in handyman school, I learned a sick-ass rap about fixing drywall. So, DJ, spin that shit!
Jonathan, Mama's having a yard sale to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell? Jonathan! Damn it, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, nudie mags. I can get a lot of money for that. Thanks, Jonathan!
Oh, Shuki, I thought you left! Don't ever leave me! You know Daddy takes really good care of you! I'll give those assholes a rest. I just read one of my nudie mags. So, which magazine should I look at today? Where's my magazines? They were just right here! Shuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me! Oh, Mom!
Yard sale! Everything's for sale!
Aw, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here.
Like this! Oh, they have a comb! I always wanted a comb!
Joseph, you can't use a comb. You're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look! Cleaning supplies!
Of course you want cleaning supplies. You're a woman. It's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior!
Bro, check this out! They have nudie mags!
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot!
Junior, stop looking at that!
What are these?
It's Playboy. You never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude. They're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits.
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm gonna get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold. But be careful. You might cut your hand on it. And some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro. All
right, well, then fuck you.
Oh, Mom, have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You know that. And I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are gonna be limited edition.
Well, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazines.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the...
No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the holy grail of naked magazines.
Dude, no way! You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
Oh, this is a Hooters edition? Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, I'm keeping this one. Damn!
Chef Pee-Pee's coming. Hide him.
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No.
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run up their pockets. Where my shit at? Run the pockets, fool.
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Pee-Pee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought... this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was told.
You don't need a damn blanket. Damn. Where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No.
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! Damn. That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Pee-Pee took the best one!
Don't worry, Joseph. There's probably better ones.
This was lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so. That's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one.
No. That's my girlfriend. I want to see her.
Oh, no, Junior. Check this one out.
Oh, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior. Check it out.
Who's he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn!
She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, look, take this one down. That one's mine. I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one can I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No.
The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now? Excuse me, ma'am. Whose ass has this pickle been in? Whose ass do you want it to be in? Sidman's? That's right, ma'am. I came by to see if you're operating with a business license, because if not, I'm going to have to shut you down. Oh, no, Mr. Ossifer. I don't have no biscuit license. I guess you're going to have to take me in the back of your cop car and bend me the hell over. Oh, right away, ma'am.
Oh, Joseph, these are the hottest magazines I've ever seen.
I know, dude. They're so hot.
How much do you think these girls got paid to do this?
Oh, dude, not enough. Not enough.
There's someone at the door. Come on, let's enter. Let's enter.
Hurry, dude.
Hello?
Hey, you wouldn't have happened to have bought any nudie mags for your show, did you?
No.
Never. What's a nudie mag?
Yeah, we're not even old enough to look at those.
Wait, then when are your eyes dilated?
We were playing I Spy in the dark.
Wait, let me feel your hands. Sticky! Where are my nudie mags?
Hey!
My magazines! Oh, I miss you so much, my babies! Oh, Mariah! Stephanie, you didn't take your undies off for them, did you?
Hey, these are our magazines now, and we paid $14 for them.
Yeah, we paid fair and square, they're ours.
Bullshit, these are worth at least $400. Well, $200 since they're heavily used.
All right, listen, I'm at least going to keep this one. She's hot.
Caprice, my baby.
What about this one? She has big boobs.
You sure are boobies? You know what? No, you ladies are coming home with me. Come on, ladies.
But no, we paid good money for them.
You only rented them. They were never yours.
Oh, but I love Caprice.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I miss you ladies so much. I'll never let you out of my sight again. Wait, where's the Pamela Anderson one? I know I had a Pamela Anderson one. Where is she? Oh, I'll find you, Pam.
thank you for taking me to Arby's for dinner, Marvin. They have the meat.
Yeah, their roast beef sandwiches are good.
Speaking of roast beef sandwiches, I got two of them smacking together on page 47.
Jeffy, what are you looking at?
Boobies.
What, Jeffy, what?
They're twins, which means they're sisters, which means what they're doing on page 47 is incest. Why would they do that?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be looking at stuff like that.
Marvin, he's 19 years old.
Well, I don't want him looking at stuff like this.
I'm looking.
No, I'm going to take this and put it in the bathroom so no one else can look at it.
Wait a second. Hey! Come back here, Marvin, and give me that magazine.
I was going to rip it up into tiny pieces and throw it in the trash can.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to flush it down the toilet.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to put it in the bathtub and fill it up and see if it dissolved with the water.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to try to put it in the air vent so it came out the chimney.
No, you weren't, Marvin. Give me that magazine.
Mine.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Mine. Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Well, too bad.
There's someone at the door. You should go answer that.
No, we'll go answer. Come on.
Oh, the twins.
Hello?
Have you seen my Pamela Anderson magazine? The twins. I can't believe I forgot about you, ladies.
Wait, this is your magazine?
Yeah, it was stolen from me at a yard sale.
Oh, well, here you go. You can have it back.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Too bad, Marvin.
Have you guys seen my Pamela Anderson magazine?
What, there's a Pamela Anderson magazine? I'll find it!
Not if I find it first!
Hey!
Ooh, baby, you looking so damn good in this bubblegum pink bikini. The things that I would do to you. Ooh!
I found her!
No, I found her first!
Boys are weird.
Get away from Pamela! She's mine!
No, she's mine!
No, she's mine!
Give her back or I'll stab you!
Pam, you can have her! I'll finish with her anyway!
Thank goodness! Oh, come on, Pamela! You know I always have to finish on your cover!
Ah! Gross! No! Pamela!
Little brats, here's your macaroni and cheese. And Corey, I made you some special noodles. I think you'll like it.
Chef Phoebe, you know me so well.
Are those little?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, dude, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
And I love dickaroni and cheese. Especially the black ones.
Man, I lost my appetite.
Yeah, me too.
Junior, do you notice anything new about me?
You're more annoying than usual.
Shut up, Joseph.
You only have a top lip.
Well, that's true.
No, Junior, I got my ears pierced today. Look, I have waffle earrings in.
Waffle earrings?
Ooh, those hoes ugly as hell. I'm more of a pancake guy. Take my ass to IHOP, you feel me?
Remember when they were IHOP and they pretended they were only gonna do burgers? Nobody believed them.
What, you only got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Junior, my dad just let me get them done.
I thought girls were born with their ears pierced.
Wait, Junior, you thought girls were born with holes in their ears?
Everyone's born with holes in their ears, idiot.
No, I mean extra holes.
Girls already have extra holes. Where do you think babies come from? Their front butts.
What?
Junior, you know it'd be so hot. Actually, if you got your ears pierced. Wait, no, just one ear pierced, that'd be so hot.
Yeah, you would look pretty hot with an ear piercing.
Well, then I want one of my ears pierced.
Okay, I'm gonna go tell all my friends that I got new earrings.
Joseph, would it be cool if I got one of my ears pierced?
Yeah, maybe. Some rappers do it. Yeah, you look cool.
Oh, I want one of my ears pierced now.
Well, you have to go ask your dad. You're not 18 yet, so you need your parents' permission.
Oh, good looking out, Cody. I don't want my dad to beat my ass.
You asked me to get your ears pierced, you fruity booty ass boy. Next thing you be asking is the way it dresses.
What'd your dad say, Junior?
He said, maybe when I'm older and out of the house.
Everything okay, dude? We heard screaming.
Yeah, my dad just doesn't want me to get my ears pierced because he said that I might get a staph infection in my ear.
Well, I could just pierce your ear with a needle, you know, sanitize it.
No. I think the only way I can get my ear pierced is if I accidentally pierce it.
How do you accidentally pierce your ear?
Oh, like fall on a needle, dude?
Yeah, something like that. Or like, if I got in a fight with you, Cody, and you pulled out a hole punch and punched my ear.
Well, I do always carry a hole puncher. Everybody knows that about me, so I could do that if you want me to.
I just think the hole would be too perfect and my dad would know we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you're right. That's stupid.
Ooh, I got an idea. Now, this might sound crazy, but what if you lay on my roof with a sniper rifle and I go 200 yards away and you shoot me in the ear?
What, Junior, what the fuck? Do you know how hard it would be for me to shoot your ear from 200 yards away with a sniper rifle?
It's not that hard, Cody. Someone just did it a few days ago.
But if I miss, you could die.
Just don't miss.
Yeah, what? If you make it, you'll be cool, dude.
But there's, like, wind and gravity and a whole bunch of shit. I don't know anything about shooting guns.
You've literally made a time machine before. I think you can shoot me in the ear with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, that is true. I did do that.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just shoot me in the ear and, you know, do it right because, you know, I don't want to die.
Well, okay, I guess I could do that, but, I mean, I've never shot a gun before. This is still very dangerous.
Oh, come on, Cody, just grab a gun and shoot me in the ear.
Well, where am I supposed to get a sniper rifle?
It's America, Cody. You can get a gun anywhere. Just go ask your dad, pull it out of his safe, look under the bed, just literally go outside, you'll find one.
Yeah, it's probably like hanging on the fence or something, dude.
Yeah, that is kind of a stupid question, you're right. It's not gonna be hard.
Alright, grab a sniper rifle and go up on my roof.
Okay.
Alright, Cody, make sure you only shoot my ear.
Okay, Junior. I got you in my sights. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think you got it, Cody.
Did I get it? Sorry, I shot a lot of times. I panicked.
Cody, there's people screaming over there. I think you shot a random person.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, did you get your ear pierced?
Yeah, how's it look?
Aw, oh, dang, dude, that's the wrong ear!
What do you mean the wrong ear?
Junior, did I really shoot someone?
I don't know, maybe there was people screaming. What do you mean the wrong ear?
Dude, you're not supposed to get the right ear pierced. If you get the right one pierced, you're gay!
What, gay?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Apparently, if you get your right ear pierced, everybody knows you're gay.
What? No one told me if I got a specific ear pierced, it would mean I was gay.
Dude, you're supposed to do your research. It's like tattoos. They're permanent. Now move a little closer to Cody. I don't want you grabbing my butt now.
I'm not gay, Cody. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I've heard that. It doesn't mean it's true. I mean, I'm gay as hell, and my right ear's not pierced.
So if my dad sees my right ear pierced, what's he gonna say?
Oh, he's gonna be mad at your gay ass.
Well, I'm not gay. Okay, what if I get both my ears pierced?
Oh, you straight as fuck, dude.
Well, I could just take this hole puncher and even it out.
No, it's gotta look like an accident. Does this look like an accident, Joseph?
Duh, dude. You're missing half of your ear.
What? Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time putting an earring in there.
Okay, well, grab the gun and shoot my other ear.
I'm not gonna shoot your other ear, especially not if I accidentally shot someone else.
Well, no one's gonna know it was you. If it was a random bullet, they probably thought it was like from a gang fight.
A gang fight in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood? The news!
Breaking news, okay. Donald Duck was randomly shot and killed today. The shooter is identified as this four-eyed freak. If you know who this kid is, please call authorities right away. There's a $10,000 reward for anyone with information that leads to the arrest of this shooter.
So they're not even gonna know it's me, huh, Junior? Well, that's my face plastered all over the fucking news.
Well, hey, at least they used a good photo of you, Cody.
Thank you. I don't really know where they got it, but I wish they'd send it to me. That could go on the gram.
I can't believe you killed Donald Duck.
Well, I didn't mean to kill Donald Duck. I guess one of the bullets just hit him.
Why'd you shoot multiple times? You only had to shoot once.
Well, I didn't know if I hit your ear or not. I panicked, Junior. I panicked.
Well, listen, Cody, we're your best buds. You have nothing to worry about. We would never call the cops and rat on you.
Hey, y'all looking for that four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck? Yeah, I'm sitting right next to his ass. Hey, y'all offering a $10,000 reward? Yeah, bring that money. I need that right now. And come and pick his ass up immediately.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Bro, I need that money. I need a payday. And you going to jail anyway.
What the fuck?
Listen, Cody, even if the cops show up at my door, there's no way I would tell them you're here.
Thank you.
Who's at the door? Let me get it.
Yo, Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Do-do-do-do-do. You want it? Well, you gotta tell me where he's at. Where's he at? Tell me where he is. Tell me where the freak is. Come on.
What do you want?
The freak, the four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck. You tell me where he is, you get this money.
How can you afford to give $10,000 just for people who tell you stuff?
Well, it's just like a big safe we have at the police department called reward money. I think it's taxpayer money, honestly. But whenever I have a bunch of gambling debts, I go in there and grab a stack or two every now and then. Nobody notices.
Well, he's upstairs on the couch.
Oh, here you go. You thought? Dumbass bit. No. No, I only give you the money after I arrest him, dumbass.
All right, officer. Cody's right there.
There you go.
Nigga, that's mine. Thank you, Pookie.
Junior, you said you wouldn't let him in.
Cody, I can't lie to a cop. I don't want to go to jail.
Okay, you're under arrest for the murder of Donald Duck. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law, etc. Put your hands behind your back. Actually, you know what? Don't, because I forgot my handcuffs in my squad car, so please come outside quietly without putting up a fight, because I also forgot my taser and my handgun, because I'm an irresponsible police officer, and last night I went drunk driving in my squad car, and I think I killed a pedestrian, but I don't really remember. You got all that?
I got it.
But officer, I didn't mean to shoot Donald Duck. I was just trying to shoot my friend's ear.
Do you want to press charges for him shooting your ear?
No, I told him to shoot me in the ear.
Why are you guys always doing weird shit here? Why can't you guys just be normal kids and do normal kid shit?
Earlier, he was eating macaroni and cheese in the shape of dicks.
See? Like that kind of shit. Just be normal. Come on, you freaks. Let's go to court.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Bower, and today we will be hearing the case of Cody, who is being accused of shooting beloved Disney icon Donald Duck with a sniper rifle. Cody, why did you do this?
Well, Your Honor, it was a total accident. You see, my friend here wanted to get his ear pierced, and his dad told him he wasn't allowed to get his ear pierced, so he wanted to make it look like an accident, so I was shooting his ear with a sniper rifle, and I shot multiple times, and I guess one of those bullets hit Donald Duck by accident.
That explanation is quite ridiculous, but your friend's ear is wounded, so I do kind of believe you. Mickey Mouse and Goofy, let me hear your side of the story.
Well, Your Honor, me, Goofy, and Donald were chilling at the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Me and Goofy were in the hot tub with the girls.
Bitches, Your Honor, bitches.
And Donald was smoking crack.
That good hood shit.
And then out of nowhere, his head got blown off.
Well, right the fuck off.
At first we thought it was Bugs Bunny and those damn Looney Tunes. But we looked across the lake and there was a blue-eyed freak with a sniper rifle. He killed Donald.
Hide him, Your Honor.
Well, it does seem like a complete accident to me. So, Cody, I find you not guilty of murder, but guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And I sentence you to 3 hours of community service and a gun safety course.
No! 3 hours? Your Honor, please have mercy on me. No! Oh, God, why?
3 hours of community service? That's it! Goofy, we have to get revenge!
Let's shoot him in the fucking head and see how he likes it, Gahoot!
I like that idea.
I heard that. If you successfully do it, that's premeditated murder. So you know...
3 hours of community service. My life is over.
Don't worry, Cody. You'll make it through it.
Damn, they gave you ass 3 hours community service? Boy, they really bapped your ass.
Yes, they really bapped my ass. Did you buy all that stuff with your snitch money, Joseph?
Yes, sir, Ski, and I'm fresh as fuck.
Cody, you're not worried about how Mickey and Goofy said they're going to shoot you?
Oh, I did hear that, and I am pretty scared. But as long as nobody lets them in the house, I should be fine.
There's someone at the door. Let me go get it.
Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Goofy, now!
Go hook, die, bitch!
You shot my other ear!
Goofy, you rat, you piece of shit!
Well, maybe if your big fucking ears weren't in the way, I'd have a better shot.
Don't talk back to me! If only you're the right kid! Now I gotta go looking for him!
No. You did get the right kid.
What?
The bullet went through my ear. It killed Cody. He was in the living room. It got him.
Oh, okay. Never mind, Goofy. We got him.
Oh, thank God.
Is everything okay, Junior? I heard a gunshot.
Oh, it was just Mickey and Goofy trying to kill you. They thought I was you, and they shot me when I opened the door. See, look at my ear.
Well, shit, I'm glad I didn't answer the door then.
At least both of your ears are pierced. Now you don't look gay anymore.
Yeah, I guess it is good that now both of my ears are pierced.
Did I hear both of your ears are pierced, you fruit-ass boy?
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Pooby from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that. Listen to that, Jeffy.
Come on, Junior, hurry up. We're going to be late for school.
Yeah, dude, you're taking forever.
You know, I like that we all meet up at Junior's house and then walk to school together to avoid stranger danger.
All right, guys, I'm ready to go. Wait, you guys okay? You sound like you're about to fart.
Junior, what's wrong with your hair?
My hair?
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with it?
Well, what is wrong with it?
Well, you look like you got struck by lightning.
Yeah, dude, or you're trying to play Call of Duty at a movie theater in Colorado during a Batman premiere.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut in a long time. It's a little long.
Yeah, we could see that.
Does it look bad?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, horrible, atrocious. Get rid of it immediately.
Okay, well, I'll get a haircut after school.
But people are going to make fun of you at school.
Well, then I'll hit them.
Well, okay, I guess that solves everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, if anyone makes fun of me, I'll just hit them in the face. Come on, let's go, guys.
Oh, Junior, I like your new hat.
This isn't a hat, this is my hair.
What? That's your hair? You look like a clown.
Hit her, Junior. You said you'd hit anybody that made fun of your hair.
Yeah, dude. Chris Brown her ass. Floyd Mayweather her ass. Ray Rice her ass. Vanilla Ice her ass.
Wait, really? Vanilla Ice too?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not gonna hit my girlfriend, guys.
Thank you, Junior.
I'm not old enough.
Look, dude, this nigga got a heart.
You do look like a woman hit her with that hair.
Guys, stop it.
All right, Prof. Today we're going to be learning about the Lunar New Year. That is next week. It is the year of the snake. See, I am Chinese, which means we start our new year on some random day in the month of January because we can't see the goddamn calendar because our eyes are so strapped. So I'm going to go look up why it's the year of the snake. So you talk quietly amongst yourselves. And no creaming, because I can hear the cream. I can feel the cream right in my ear. No creaming. All right, I'll be right back.
Junior, seriously, you're not going to keep your hair like that, are you?
I was going to get a haircut, but now that you keep complaining, I might keep it this way.
Who are you texting, Joseph?
Oh, Crime Stoppers, because I feel like he about to do something, and I want that reward money.
I'm not going to do anything, Joseph, just because my hair is weird.
Alright, Dan.
How often have you been sitting there with nothing but your phone and you need something fun to do for a few minutes? Well, let me show you Dragon City. It's so satisfying hopping on, collecting all that gold, and seeing how my dragons are doing. Here's what my strategy has been lately. I breed powerful dragons and do events to try to get the best dragons I can. Then, I level them up and take them into battles and earn even more rewards and get more special dragons. There's also leaderboards so you can see how well you're doing. The higher up you are, the better your rewards get. Then, you can use those to make your dragons even stronger. It's also fun getting to customize my themed dragon islands with buildings, and best of all, decorations. Especially the SML ones, which are available now by checking out the link below or scanning this QR code. If you check them out now, you can also get 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon! I definitely recommend checking them out with the link below and getting started on your own dragon empire. Thank you to Dragon City for sponsoring this video.
Hey, Junior, did you get in a fight with a balloon and lose? Because, you know, when you rub a balloon on your head, it makes your hair all staticky and it looks like that.
Oh, wow, you had to explain your own insult. Good job.
Well, maybe people don't know what balloons do.
That's a lot of talk coming from a cone head.
Yeah, well, your hair's the color of a traffic cone, see?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That is a good one. I should have checked my surroundings before I said something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of talk coming from someone with their pants the same color as a butterfly.
What?
Or a fish. More the fish than the butterfly is a lighter blue. Or a ball of yarn. Ball of yarns come in different colors, but that ball of yarn, lighter blue.
Listen, man, you better get out of my face before I kick your ass.
Oh, yeah? Then do it. I'll pull your stupid nose piercing out of your nose.
Yeah, do it. See what happens.
I just noticed your eyes are red and I'm scared.
Yeah, I got the devil in me.
Hey, guys, stop it.
PJ Crenshaw?
Perry James Crenshaw?
Jamie James Crenshaw?
Hey, Junior, come on over here and let me talk to you for a second, son. Babe, cracker me.
Yes, sir. You asked to see me, sir?
Hold on, I'm not done. I eat my animal crackers like sunflower seeds. I suck out all the flavor and spit out the rest. Now, what the hell are you doing with that haircut?
Well, I know it's long, but,
Yeah, you look like a damn fool.
It's true.
Yeah, even my ladies agree.
I'm gonna get a haircut after school.
Yeah, well, you better, because people are looking at you. And when they're looking at you, they're not looking at PJ. And that doesn't make PJ very happy, does it, ladies?
No.
And when PJ's not happy, he doesn't enjoy his animal crackers as much. And that makes me mad. And what happens when I get mad, ladies?
You get angry.
That's right, and I get angry. What happens when I get angry, ladies?
He gets mad.
I get mad, and then I get angry. It's a vicious cycle. Mad, angry, mad, angry. You try to make me mad angry, bro?
No, I'm not Mr. PJ, sir.
Okay, well, then you better go home and fix your hair.
Okay, I'll go right now.
All right, scram.
Can I have an animal cracker?
Fuck no. Fuck no, not with that haircut. But hey, tell you what, you fix that hair and you come back, maybe I'll let you eat an elephant.
But the elephant ones are sacred.
Muy grande elefante.
Okay, I'll go get a haircut right now.
Ooh, gotta season that chicken up. A little Italian seasoning here, a little seasoning there. Oh, perfect.
Chef baby.
Oh, not right now, Junior. Wait, aren't you supposed to be in school?
I get it. I need a haircut. It's not that funny, Chef.
You ugly ass boy. Oh my God, somebody had hit you with an ugly stick, didn't they? Or beat the hell out of you with it. You know what? They hit you with the whole ugly tree. God damn. They should have threw you in the dumpster because you ugly as hell. Or maybe flipped you over and used your head as a mop.
Listen, can you take me to get a haircut, please, so people can stop making fun of me?
You know what, Junior? I actually will because no one deserves to get bullied for an ugly ass hairstyle like that. Jesus.
Okay. Thank you for taking me.
So what brings you into my barbershop?
I need a haircut.
Yeah, look at him. He's ugly as hell.
Oh, yeah. It do look like you got that future shooter look.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
It's obvious. It look like you about to pick up an AR-15 and go to town. So what hairstyle you want? A mohawk? Bald?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going bald. Never going bald.
Hey, it's not that bad.
What? You want dreads?
No, my friend Cody has dreads, I think.
What hairstyle is perfect for you? Ooh, how about a low taper fade?
A low taper fade? What's that?
Oh, the best hairstyle ever. You'll get all the hoes and be the coolest kid ever.
Me be the coolest kid ever? Then yes, I want to do it.
All right, let's get to it. I got clippers right here. Let's get started.
Guys, Junior's haircut is so ugly.
Yeah, dude, it has to be the ugliest haircut on Earth.
Well, I don't know about that. Somebody has to have an uglier haircut. I mean, the Earth is pretty massive.
You know what else is massive?
Oh, my God!
Holy shit, dude!
Oh, my God!
Junior got a low taper fade.
It can't be true. He's super cool now.
No way! He's so cool! I wish I had a low taper fade!
Guys, calm down. It's just a massive haircut.
Junior, will you sign my head? I'll never have enough hair for a low taper fade.
Dude, do you want my hat?
No, that'll cover up the low taper fade!
Oh, I would never do that. What was I thinking?
Junior, will you please marry me?
No, marry me!
No, marry me!
Marry me!
I deserve it!
Ladies, what's all the ruckus puckus going on behind PJ? Vivian, go check it out and report back to me.
Okay. Oh my God!
Maria, why didn't Vivian come back?
I don't know. Do you want me to go check it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Adios, mio!
Well, you ladies are going to make PJ turn around. And PJ doesn't like turning around for nobody.
Junior got a low taper fade. No, I wanted him to get a haircut so people would stop looking at him, and now everybody's looking at him. Oh, no, I can't let this happen.
Ooh, ah.
Hey, Junior, so, what the fuck you doing?
Oh, I got a haircut like you told me to, and thanks for the advice. Everyone loves it.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to get your normal haircut back, not a low taper fade.
Well, the guy at the barbershop said if I got this haircut, it made me the coolest kid in the world.
Right, well, that's not what we agreed upon, so, you're not going to get an elephant animal cracker.
That's fine. I'd rather these women look at me like they're doing.
Yeah, because you're stealing all the huzz.
Yeah, the huzz love my haircut. Ain't that right, huzz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Hey, ladies, how about we go back to my desk and eat some animal crackers?
No, that's okay. I want to look at that haircut.
Yeah, haircut boy.
Okay, I don't think you ladies heard me. You girls can actually eat some animal crackers now. I'm going to share.
No, thank you. We're okay.
Haircut.
Okay, do you ladies want to come home with PJ, or do you want to stay here and look at haircut boy?
Haircut boy.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I ain't sharing animal crackers with none of you bitches. You think you could do this to me? Hey, you think you could do this to me? You motherfuckers are going to be eating saltine crackers at Pelican Bay when I get through with you. Shoe program. N-word, I'm the man up in this piece. A PJ.
I don't know what he was saying, but keep looking at my hair.
Ooh.
All right, Crass, so I looked up what the snake means for the Lunar New Year. And apparently, if you're nice to a snake, then you have good luck. But if you're mean to a snake and you kill a snake, then you have bad luck for the whole year. So, whatever the fuck that means. Well, Junior has a low taper fade? Oh.
Ooh. Ah.
Oh, Junior, your haircut's so massive. Because your haircut's so nice, no one in the class has to have homework tonight.
Yay! Whoa.
Ladies, come back to my house to cuddle.
Oh my God, Junior, you're so hot.
Muy caliente.
Junior, can you show us it? Yeah, Junior, can we see it?
Yeah.
Oh, you ladies want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bam!
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's right. Oh man, look at me living the dream. Some men are dying of thirst and I'm sitting here drowning. Penelope, why are you okay with me laying with so many girls?
Because, Junior, you have a low taper fade. And besides, if it's not me, it'll be someone else.
That's right. All right, let's do what normal people would do in this situation. I just woke up with a wet chubby.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Ew! Gross!
Ew! All right, ladies, calm down. I know he's gay, but don't make fun of him.
No, Junior, your low taper fade, it's gone!
Yeah, no mas! Let's get out of here, ladies!
Ew!
Cody, is my low taper fade really gone?
Yeah, that's okay, Junior. You still have me.
Oh, damn it. I wonder what happened to it.
I don't know.
Well, let's go eat some breakfast.
No, it's okay, Junior. I already had a heaping load of oatmeal.
Where'd you get it from?
Let's just say it was made in-house. Junior Oats.
Dragon City. Go check them out. Click the link below or scan the QR code to get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Mio Izumi Dragon.
Today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody wanted to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes.
Yeah, you flippin' nerd.
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody. You frickin' fricker. I want to frick your mom.
So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry.
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You made my nigga Rich Rich?
What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say, I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon.
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you. Because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
Hmm. I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you. It's like an investment.
Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we're just guessing now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you going to do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch, and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know. This doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says, I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating, because you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong, she really was into me, she saw my wiener imprint in my pants, and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal.
Mm-hmm. Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh!
Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Oh, dude, I know the perfect guy. My homeboy, Stanley. Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a
a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me, hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. That sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Because he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm going to go and get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat, so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just going to be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy. Man, he stay on the prowl. He can't be stopped.
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Timothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me. So I want you to go up to her and ask for her number. And if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm going to call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend, Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I got to go use the bathroom. I'm going to leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So, how's it going?
Good, just hanging out.
All right, I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15. You should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Oh, weirdo!
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was gonna ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now!
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek, I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend, he should know I'm your girlfriend!
If a guy asks for your number, you're supposed to say, no, I have a boyfriend, go away!
You and invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it. Guys, did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulled hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on him.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girls.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answers the question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money. So we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning. And then, boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's going to leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes, I want her to cheat because I can't afford that necklace. So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich.
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman. She loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 if you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this. I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. All right, check your phone.
Okay. Well, you just Apple paid me $5.
Oh, shit. I mean, my favorite number's 5,000. That's what I meant.
Too late.
Oh, God damn it. I didn't know money was involved. Fuck.
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not going to just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants. So I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she'll cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's going to beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call Penelope over. I'm going to leave her alone on the couch. And you're going to walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
All right. Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch. And you take this. All right, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom. My stomach hurts.
Again?
Hey.
Hi.
I got you this necklace from Harry Poupon.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Oh my God, thank you so much. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, you want to make out?
No.
You don't want to tongue my hairy mustache?
Ew, no. Go away.
Ugh, fine. Poor.
Creep.
Okay, Penelope, I'm back. Wait a minute. Where'd you get that necklace from?
Oh my God, Junior. This weird kid with a mustache gave me this Harry Poupon necklace. And then he asked to make out with me and I told him to leave.
You accepted a necklace from another man? We're breaking up.
No, Junior. This is great because now you don't have to give me this necklace anymore.
But I got you that necklace.
No, you didn't, Junior. That creepy kid did.
No, I did. Cody, get in here.
Yeah, Junior, I was going to warn you. If you're going to get her the necklace, you should just give it to her yourself. Now she thinks another guy gave it to her.
Well, tell her I got it for her.
Yeah, Penelope, he bought you that necklace for the other kid to give you. This was just another test to see if you'd cheat.
What?
Well, I think you're going to cheat on me, so I hired two guys to see if you'd cheat on me, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't, so now what?
Well, now you have the Harry Poupon necklace.
Oh, my God, really, Junior? Thank you so much. I'm never, ever, ever, ever. You?
So does that mean I own her now?
No, Junior.
Oh, man, my dad sounds pissed. Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is my dad not to beat my ass.
Junior! You ran the charges on my credit card! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass!
No, someone save me!
Ho, 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 ho!
Santa Claus! I asked Santa Claus, the only thing I wanted for Christmas for you not to beat my ass.
Oh, man, I guess I can't do it now.
But I can. $3,000 on a necklace. I'm going to beat your ass red like my rosy cheek.
Ah!
Beat his ass, Santa. Beat his ass.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm feeling sick. I think we should just watch a movie.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Okay, what movie do you guys want to watch?
Not that lame-ass Trolls movie. God, I hate that kid show. But if y'all want to turn it on, you know, to make fun of it or something, we could do that.
Joseph, do you want to watch the Trolls movie?
Hell no! What made you think I want to watch the stupid Trolls movie? I definitely don't like to watch it when I'm sick to make me feel better.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to watch the Trolls movie.
Shut the hell up, Cody. I don't want to watch the stupid Trolls movie. I like to watch manly stuff, like documentaries.
Ooh, I know a good documentary.
God, I was fucking kidding.
We could watch that documentary about the poop cruise.
What poop cruise?
Well, you remember like 10 years ago, there was that carnival cruise that all the poop backed up in the toilets and everybody's pooping?
What, everybody was pooping on a cruise ship and it backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Come on, guys. Let's watch that.
Okay. Well, I guess screw the damn Trolls movie.
We can watch the Trolls movie after the documentary.
Okay, then.
But this documentary is crazy.
You know what would make it better, though? Some dancing, singing trolls.
I can't believe they lost their baby to a river of shit.
You know what's really crazy? They paid to do that.
They paid?
Yeah, they paid to go on a cruise just for their baby to drown in shit.
How much do you think they paid?
Well, cruises are expensive, so at least $1,000 a person.
They paid $1,000 a person to shit and sink for 7 days and lose their kid?
Yeah.
My ancestors went on a free cruise.
A free cruise? They went in a raffle?
And they didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, they're the luckiest people in the world. I want to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, but they kind of went against their own will, though, dude.
What do you mean?
They were dragged on.
I mean, I'd drag them on the boat, too. Like, you're not going to accept my free cruise for no money? Just you get on the goddamn boat.
Well, they had lay flat seats, so it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Yeah, they had to lay down for a whole week. I mean, why didn't they go to the pool and, like, you know, eat out the buffet?
I don't think they had that stuff.
Yeah, the closest pool was the damn ocean, dude.
I don't know. I just think they were ungrateful if they didn't enjoy their free cruise.
What?
Guys, I just got an idea. I got a zillion, jillion, billion dollar idea.
That's a big idea.
Yeah, okay, listen, watch this. Joseph has a long history of his family being in the cruise ship business.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
So if he knows about cruise ships, right, and I have amazing business thinking skills, and Cody, you have the skill of being...
homosexual?
Thank you. So then, guys, if we put all our skills together, we could invent our own cruise line called the Poop Cruise.
Our own cruise line?
Yeah, we call it the Poop Cruise. Because we just watched a documentary on people staying on a boat. They pay to stay on a boat and shit in a sink for 7 days. So watch this. What if we blow up a raft, put it in my pool in the backyard, charge people $1,000 a person, and we put a poop bucket, and everyone goes on there, and they all poop in a bucket for 7 days. And we charge $1,000 a piece. We would make billions and billions of dollars, and they would want... And before you guys say it's a bad idea, well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to be on a boat and poop in a bucket? Well, there's a fucking documentary where everyone's watching it, so I bet you people want to live that life and see what it was like.
Junior, that has got to be the greatest idea you've ever had.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I already have a captain's hat, and my parents have an inflatable boat in their garage.
Wait, they do?
Yeah, they wanted to be, like, Olympic rowers or something, and I think they forgot.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, I'm going to make a flyer talking about our new cruise line. If it looks good enough, we're doing my idea.
Okay.
All right, guys, what do you think about my flyer?
Let's see. Poop cruise, $1,000 a person. Ooh, cash only, I like that. Unlimited wild cherry Capri Sun. That might be hard to do.
No, it's not. Joseph, go to the store and take as many wild cherry Capri Suns as you can.
I don't have any money.
I said take them. Go steal them.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Cody, you go grab the inflatable boat.
And my sexy captain hat.
I guess.
Come on, Ken.
I'm going to put these flyers up around the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell Chef he's going to be the chef for the poop cruise.
Ahoy, Junior.
Whoa, this is a big boat.
Yeah, it's fucking massive. Oh, this. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God, how many people can fit on this boat?
Oh, at least 14.
Oh, my God, if all 14 people pay $1,000, that's $14,000, Cody.
Yeah, that's how cruises make so much money, Junior. And check it out, I already got the poop bucket.
Oh, that's going to fill up so fast and overflow.
Hell yeah, it will.
Hey, guys, I got the Capri Suns.
What the fuck, Joseph? You got Pacific Cooler? What, they didn't have Wild Cherry?
No, dude, that's all they had at the store.
Nobody's gonna want to go on a poop cruise without Wild Cherry. It's gonna be more like a throw-up cruise.
It's not that bad. I still drink them.
Oh, our first customer's here. Just put them on the boat. Put them on the boat.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, we're here for the poop cruise?
Boiny, you're supposed to say ahoy like the chips.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ahoy, we're here for the poop cruise. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell, so we're ready to shit.
Well, that's good, because we got a big old poop bucket right there by the captain. You can just shit all you want.
Oh, that's perfect.
We've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever we saw the advertisement for the poop cruise, we just couldn't say no.
Oh, and the Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, that's right. We want the Wild Cherry Capri Sun package, if that's still available.
I think all we have is Pacific Cooler.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on a poop cruise for Pacific Cooler.
You advertise Wild Cherry.
Hold on. Let me ask the captain. Hey, Captain, do we still have the Wild Cherry Capri Sun? Oh, yes? Yes, we do. You're saying yes? He said yes.
He just shook his head no.
Oh, well, on a cruise, everything's opposite. Yes means no, up means down, left means right.
Oh, okay. Well, we wouldn't know because we've never been on a cruise. So, honey, when we're doing it tonight, make sure you say no.
Aw, Boiny, we tried that before, remember? And I didn't like it.
Well, I couldn't tell. All right. Well, anyway, here's your $2,000.
Okay, you got to pay in cash on the poop cruise.
That's right.
All right, so get on the boat and start pooping if you feel like it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ooh, this is comfy. I could spend 7 nights here. Wait, where are the beds?
All right, there is your poop bucket, so start shitting in that whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be needing this soon.
Hey, where's the roof?
The roof. Oh, this is one of those convertible cruises. They're new. You get to feel all the elements, like the rain and the wind.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we have our Wild Cherry Capri Suns?
You're not allowed to drink until you've left the dock and you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, maritime law. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, so, there's the captain!
Hey, everybody. I'm gonna be your captain. Captain Hunk. So this is going to be your muster station, and in the event of an emergency, you can just hang on to my rock-hard abs. They're pretty buoyant, so you can use them as a flotation device.
Oh, what a nice captain.
So, what's the entertainment going to be?
Oh, well, in a few minutes, we're going to have a best body contest. And just so you know, the captain is going to be competing, and I'm also the judge. It's going to be a very short contest. So if you folks need anything, I'll just be doing butt stuff up at the front.
You know, Karen, if this cruise is nice enough, I think we should retire on a poop cruise.
Ah, that's the dream, Boiny.
I know it burns, Ken, but I'm tired of pounding that pale ass. You need some sun on those cheeks.
Cody, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
So they paid in cash the $2,000.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Well, the only reason they paid that much is they're expecting a Wild Cherry Capri Sun. We only have Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
So what are we going to do when they find out there's no Wild Cherry?
Well, once we get out to the middle of the pool, there's not much they can do. It's not like they can just hop off the boat and swim to shore.
I guess you're right. So what do we do? Like, do you think we should wait for more people?
Well, honestly, Junior, I think we should take off as soon as possible. We're lucky we got $2,000. I mean, we're just going to be shitting in the middle of your pool, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't really think anyone else is going to come up. I mean, I only put, like, two flyers up around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go give them... I'm going to get Chef Peavy to give them their food so they get something that they paid for, and then we'll take off.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Ken, time to tan the sausage.
All right, who's hungry? The chef is ready to serve you lunch.
Well, we're not really hungry. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell.
Oh, well, on this cruise, you keep eating, because the more you eat, the more you shit, and you got to fill up that bucket. So everyone, welcome Chef Baby!
Hey, what's up, party people? Who's ready to share?
Me!
I can't hear you. Who's ready to share?
Me!
It doesn't sound like you guys are ready to shit. Who's ready to share?
Me, goddammit!
Oh, that's the spirit! All right, are you ready to eat, though? I got some taco seeds, some beef and cheese taquitos.
Oh, well, these look frozen.
Oh, boiny, that's why the sun's out. There's no roof. The sun's gonna cook them.
Oh, they've thought of everything.
Attention, passengers. We will now be departing port for the deep end. Hey, Junior, what are these? Hot legs or hot dogs?
Those are Ken's legs.
Damn right.
Are you really going to go out in the deep end of the pool and sit on a boat with them for 7 days while they shit in a bucket?
No, Junior. I was just going to hop off the boat and then push it into the deep end. I don't want to be out here with them. They're going to be shitting.
Well, I thought you were supposed to go down with the ship. You're the captain.
I'm not really a captain, Junior. We're in your fucking pool. We already made our $2,000. Let's just go.
Oh, okay, so... All right, guys, me and the captain have to push the boat out into the middle of the ocean. Come on.
You hear that, Karen? We're going out to sea. Oh, as soon as we're out there, I'm shitting. I've never shit in international waters before.
Oh, boy, I'm so excited for you. It's a new milestone.
All right, Cody, push.
Yeah! Have fun.
We're moving, Karen. We're moving.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
That's a train, Karen.
What are we on?
This is the life, Karen.
Oh, boiny. Oh, boiny, I think I gotta go doo-doo, boiny.
Well, the bucket's right there if you need it.
Oh.
I'm feeling a little constipated, actually. You know what would help? Some wild cherry Capri Suns. That'd get things moving. Hello? Can we get our wild cherry Capri Suns, please? What we paid for? We're in international waters now, so we can drink them. Hello? What? Wild cherry? Where is everybody?
Well, I'd say that was a success.
$2,000.
Pretty good day.
So how are we supposed to split 2,000 three ways?
Well, that would be about...
No, don't say it. I can do it. I'm smart. I want to think about it.
Okay,
I got this. There's $2,000. There's three of us. $1,000 a person.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. No, don't tell me. $800 a person.
No.
Hold on. $700
no.
A
$500 a piece, motherfucker. Give me my money.
Oh, that's right. He did help.
I'm so fucking sick, Karen. I'm tired of shitting in a bucket, and I'm all dehydrated from all the diarrhea, and I already drank all the Pacific Cola Capri Suns. They lied to us, Karen. They never had wild cherry.
Boiny, we're all out of taquitos, Boiny. We're gonna stop.
We're gonna fucking die out here, Karen. It's all hot because this boat has no roof. We paid $2,000 to die in a boat. I don't even think this is a real cruise, Karen. I think those kids lied to us. I think this is just their fucking pool.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
You guys want to go to the movies and watch Gladiator 2?
Oh, Cody, I haven't even seen the first one or heard of it.
Wait, you've never even heard of Gladiator?
No, I don't like watching old black and white movies.
It's not black and white. It's from, like, 2000.
It took them 25 years to make a sequel.
Well, yeah, but the last one was good, and this one's going to be good, too. It's got shirtless hunky guys fighting.
If the first one was good, it wouldn't have taken 25 years to make a sequel, unless your Pixar was Incredibles.
Right?
Well, look, guys, trust me. It's going to be cool.
Is there any actors that we know?
Well, it's got Denzel Washington in it.
Ooh, Denzel Washington. Is he the equalizer in this movie?
No, he's not the equalizer in Ancient Rome.
So the movie isn't black and white. You said ancient.
But no, it's not black and white. It's color.
Oh, come on, Cody. You know better than to say that word. Color.
Yeah, you don't say the word colored anymore, Cody. That's a racist term.
But we're not in the 1960s.
That's not what I said.
You said the movie's colored because it has Denzel Washington in it. One black guy.
What? No, that's not what I meant. I just meant it has the full spectrum of colors.
Oh, it's one of those LGBTQ movies?
Nah, that's too woke for me, bro.
Yeah, you said it has the full spectrum of colors and spectrum. So Denzel Washington plays a gay, autistic black guy?
What? No, I just mean it's not black and white.
I mean, there's obviously no segregation in the movie because it has Denzel Washington in it.
Right.
Well, no, guys, do you want to see the movie or not?
I definitely want to see Denzel Washington try to play an autistic gay black guy.
Hell yeah. He has the range, dude.
Yeah, he's the only actor that could do that.
I don't know about that. They got Robert Downey Jr.
Tropic Thunder, he played that.
Hell yeah, he was awesome in Tropic Thunder.
Okay, I don't want to see the movie.
No, we want to go see it. Come on, I want to go see Denzel Washington play this role. Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to watch Denzel Washington be an autistic gay guy.
I know, dude. This should be his best role yet.
Let me get some popcorn. You want anything?
I want some Jujubes.
Oh!
Cody, stop saying racist stuff.
But it's not racist. It's candy.
Come on, dude. I'm not even Jewish, and that's offensive. Nor a bee.
Harold, I'm so excited to see Denzel Washington in that new motion picture screen.
I hear he's hung like a horse.
Oh, I bet he is. That old hunky sack of shit. Every time Denzel Washington's on the screen, I want you to hand me a wad of paper towels so I don't stain the seat.
But you already stained the seat.
I'm like Gary the Snail in this bitch.
Ah, talking old people.
I know, dude. They always ruin the movie.
Harold, Hell, look right there. There's Denzel Washington right there.
Oh, my God, it's Denzel!
I'm going to see if I can get a picture with him. Excuse me, Mr. Denzel Washington?
What?
The guy sitting right next to you, Denzel Washington, right?
No, that's my friend Joseph. I know he's black, but he's not as old as Denzel.
Appreciate the compliment, though.
Oh, I get it. He's on the cover because this is new movie premiere.
No, this is my boyfriend, not Denzel Washington.
Well, you mind if I get a picture with Denzel Washington?
You know what? Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, Mr. Washington. You're making it like a waterfall between my thighs.
It's true. I can smell it.
Okay, say cheese.
I ain't got no teeth.
I used to be a cock.
Okay, I took it.
All right. Upload that on the book of faces for me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got a picture with Mr. Washington.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any popcorn.
Oh, the theater ran out of popcorn?
Well, I got the popcorn, and then I dropped it walking up the stairs, and I don't have any more money.
Yeah, well, Junior, something really weird just happened.
What?
Those old people think Ken is Denzel Washington.
But he's white.
I know, but now that I'm really looking at it, I can kind of see it in the smile.
Yeah, he has Denzel's smile.
Bro, are y'all blind as hell? He does not look like Denzel at all. Maybe Tom Cruise.
Excuse me, Mr. Washington? My husband would love if he could watch us bang.
Okay, I think we need to go.
No, that's Denzel, ain't it?
Come on,
let's go.
Oh, see, Denzel? I was holding that queef the whole time.
Well, guys, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe those old people thought Ken looked like Denzel Washington.
I don't know, I can kind of see it, though, like, especially in the smile.
Yeah, the smile.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? He looks nothing like Denzel. I look more like Denzel than anybody.
I don't know. The face.
And the smile.
Yeah.
Man, look at this. This is Denzel Washington. He looks nothing like Ken.
I don't know. Now that I'm really looking at it, it looks like Ken.
Yeah, like the cheekbones, the eyebrows, the nose, the ear. It looks all like Ken.
No, the hell it doesn't. Look at the lips. Oh, nothing like Ken. Look at me.
Yeah, it looks definitely like Ken. That's it.
Yeah.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. You keep arguing. I'll answer the door.
I'll maybe give you the skin tone.
Bro, it's more than that. Way more.
Hello?
Hey there. Is my client Denzel Washington here?
No.
Well, don't lie to me, son. TMZ took this photo of you and your friends entering the house with Denzel.
Who got that photo?
TMZ. The paparazzi's outside.
Where's Denzel?
He's inside.
Sweet.
So tell me where Denzel is. I have to talk to him about all the movies he has coming out.
Well, I guess if that's really Denzel Washington, then he's upstairs on my couch.
Thank you.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Oh, thank God, Denzel. I was looking all over for you.
Jesus Christ, this has to be the worst fucking nightmare ever.
Denzel, stop looking at pictures of yourself. We have movie roles to discuss.
Ooh, what movies is Denzel gonna be in?
Well, I can't talk about that with you guys. Not unless Denzel says it's okay. What do you say, Denzel?
Denzel says it's fine.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, they want to start work on a new Equalizer movie.
Oh, I love the Equalizer movies.
And then after that, they want to do a sequel to Remember the Titans called Remember the Titans 2, We Forgot the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 3, those guys look familiar. And then Remember the Titans 4, oh yeah, those are the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 5, okay, we get it. We know who the Titans are. And then Remember the Titans 6, Christmas with the Titans. And then, of course, the prequel movie, Titans to Remember. And they also want to do a TV series called Kicking It with the Titans.
Oh, that would be really awesome. I always want another Remember the Titans movie.
Okay, Denzel, come on. We gotta get you down to the studio to work on the Equalizer.
There's no way in hell that y'all think that Ken is fucking Denzel Washington.
Well, can I come with him? I'm kind of his boyfriend. Oh, I didn't know Denzel was gay, but whatever.
I want to come too because I like watching Equalizer movies.
Okay.
Seriously?
Oh, man, Joseph, you missed the movie set. It was so cool watching him film action scenes.
What did he do, stand in one place?
Yes.
Well, they got CGI and stuff, so it looks really cool.
Bro, he does not look like Denzel. This is a waste of a movie.
No, after I saw Ken's acting skills, I truly think he's Denzel Washington.
I didn't realize I was dating Denzel Washington this whole time.
Bro, he's a freaking doll. He's not Denzel Washington.
He's not at all, Joseph. He's Denzel Washington.
Okay, watch, Joseph. They gave us an early release of the trailer, so you have to watch him act. Look at this. Wait, before I click play. Is Denzel Washington the black guy in the old Allstate commercials?
No.
No, dude.
Are you sure he was like, Allstate, Stead, are you good heads?
No, I know.
That wasn't Denzel Washington.
No, that's not him.
There's some other black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 3,500. I'm 30,000 short. Hey, man, Gioti, where's my money?
Right here, boss.
Really? It's all there. $30,000 is in that thing.
It's all there.
Okay. Let me see it.
You sure you want to see it?
It's just money, yeah.
Okay. Your funeral.
Okay, well, now I'm not too sure I want you to open it, because you said it's going to be my funeral, and that sounds bad.
Too late. The Equalizer! 4! Don't shoot me! I'll free the hostages, I swear! I'm glad to be back on the good side. No, please! I'm sorry for killing your grandmother!
Joseph, wasn't that the sickest movie you've ever seen?
Dude, I can't believe y'all really think Ken looks like Denzel Washington. This is a waste of time. I would never get that time back for watching this stupid-ass movie. I'm out of here, dude.
He's just jealous because he's not dating Denzel Washington.
Wait a minute, Cody. I have an idea.
Yeah?
Since everyone thinks he's he is Denzel Washington, that means you have access to all of Denzel Washington's money at the bank.
Oh, my God. What is Denzel Washington's net worth?
Let me look it up. I just did it. $300
million. $300
million?
I'm dating a rich hunk.
So we could take him to the bank and withdraw money from Denzel Washington's bank account and get millions of dollars.
I don't know. I don't know if Denzel would want us to do that.
He says we can! He says we can take all the money we want! Come on!
You're the best boyfriend ever! Cody, if this does not work, it'll be so embarrassing.
Shh, quiet, Junior. Blow our cover.
Thank you for choosing Goodman Bank and Trust. Denzel Washington, my man!
Oh my God, Junior, it worked!
What can I do for you, Mr. Washington? You came to look for your $300 million?
Mr. Washington lost his voice.
Oh, from all the acting.
Yes, exactly. So, he would like to withdraw some money today.
Okay, well, how much would he like to withdraw?
All of it.
I'm sorry, what was that number?
All of the money.
All $300 million?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a box of about $30 million right here. I can box that up for you if you'd like.
That would be great.
Yeah, put it in a briefcase. That's what Mr. Washington likes his money in.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'll put it in a briefcase and I'll get it right to you.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Oh, my God, Cody, look. We literally have millions and millions of dollars of Denzel Washington's money.
Oh, I love dating a rich man.
I truly believe with my entire heart that Ken is the real Denzel Washington because we walked right up into the bank, no questions asked. They just gave us all of his money from his bank account.
Yeah, of course they did. I mean, just look at him. That's Denzel Washington.
That's Denzel Washington.
Wait, is that my phone?
Your phone's ringing, Cody.
Where the hell is it?
I gotta find it. If it's your mom, you can't miss the call.
Is it in the couch cushion?
If you miss your mom's call, she's gonna make you go home.
Damn it, it's on the floor.
You missed the call, damn it.
Junior, I have a voicemail from Denzel Washington.
Wait, Ken doesn't have a phone.
No, so who is this?
Oh no, Cody. What if Ken's not the real Denzel Washington? And we just stole the real Denzel Washington's money, and he's mad and he's calling to yell at us.
Oh, no. I think we better listen to this.
You motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
We did steal his money.
Huh? You can do this shit? Hey! You can do this to me?
I'm so sorry, Denzel. We thought it was...
You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you.
Pelican Bay?
You program, nigga.
What does that mean?
23-hour lockdown.
I don't want to go to jail.
I'm the man up in this bitch.
I'm sorry. We're really sorry.
You'll never see the light of day. Oh, fuck you think you fucking with. I'm the police. I run shit. You just live here.
Let's return the money. Let's return it.
Yes,